As Fly Boys look for the sweep over the Kingsport Axemen, who sit on top of the West Division at 16-4 this year. Greenville comes in at 9-11, looking to move to just one game under 500 in this one. So, Riley Taylor on the mound, getting ready to go. He was named the Appy League Pitcher of the Week last week, looking to continue his strong start to the season. Taylor warms up on the mound as we are getting set for this one between the Fly Boys and the Axemen. An exciting game last night in which it went constantly back and forth. 8 combined runs scored in the second inning, a 6-run inning in the top of the 4 for the Fly Boys, and then 6 runs scored in the bottom of the 7th for the Axemen, and then another run scored in the 8th for Kingsport, before 6 runs in the top of the 9th, including a bases-clearing 3-RBI double by David Bishop, gave the Fly Boys the 17-14 win over the Kingsport Axemen, ended Kingsport's 7-game winning streak, and pushes the winning streak for the Fly Boys to 3 in a row. Kingsport, as we mentioned, they have been undefeated on the road this season. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle their first trip ever to Pioneer Park this year. And actually, this is their first trip ever to Pioneer Park, as last year the Axemen and the Fly Boys met for just one game last year. And that game was played at Hunter Wright Stadium. 4 Kingsports had their season ended due to an incident with a former player. There it comes. Nathan Anderson from Gardner-Webb University to lead off. And first pitch from Riley Taylor is fouled off to the backstop and we're underway. Anderson, a former Appy League player of the week in his own right. The Dunwoody, Georgia native, batting .290 on the season. 794 OPS. Here's the 0-1 in there. No, misses low, pardon me, for a ball, 1-1. Anderson will step back in, looking for the 1-1 pitch, looking to get the Axemen on the board early again. That one's outside, 2-1. Pizza in uniform report for the first time in 6 games. The Fly Boys are at home wearing the blue hats, the Fly Boys logo, the cream-colored uniforms with Fly Boys across the chest in red and blue, and the red and blue numbers. We'll tell you about Kingsport's road jerseys after this pitch. And excuse me, Anderson's going to step out. Quickly steps back in with a 2-1 count. Nobody out here in the top of the first inning. It's 2-1. Swing and a miss. Now 2-2. Axemen wearing the blue hats with the Kingsport K on the front, the orange jerseys with the white numbers, blue trim, and Kingsport written across the chest in white and blue with the white pants. That's your Pizza Inn uniform report. 2-2 from Taylor. Hit up the middle. Dub Gleed goes over his head in the outfield. There's a leadoff single for the Axemen and Nathan Anderson. Starting off hot, first hit of the ball game comes off the first batter of the game. And there's a runner on first with nobody out for Nicholas Block. So Nick Block will step in. Last night, Block went 1-for-4 with 2 runs scored. Also hit by a pitch to reach base, so leadoff single from Anders, and that one's hit to the right side of the field. That's going to be a tough play for Dahl, and he makes it in time. Had them adjust a little bit. That ball kind of hung in the air and died at the last minute. And there's one away after Nick Block swings the first pitch he sees. Beautiful day at Pioneer Park, another hot day at Pioneer Park. It was out to 98. It was a real field temperature was like. It's 85, and the sun's starting to go down, but some clouds in the area. And, of course, no wind. I don't think there's ever any wind at Pioneer Park since Landon Reeves, the last kid to hit a home run at this park from Princeton, got a hold of 1-4-26 feet. Swing and a miss on the first pitch he sees from Sam Peterson as the Iowa Hawkeye steps in. He's batting .400 on the year. Grant Peterson has only had 25 at-bats this season. 0-1, that one's fouled off the foot of Peterson. Taylor is working quickly. Anderson does have a home run this year. It was inside the park home run against Burlington, so he made his name known early in the league. He's still batting 400. Now down 0-2 with one out top of the first of Anderson's leadoff single. Here's the pitch, goes through the wickets to Collins, and advancing 90 feet to Anderson, and that was a problem last night. Back-to-back pass balls gave Kingsport the 13-11 lead in the eighth inning. That was Ian Daugherty on the mound with Carson Jacobs pitching. And it may cost the Flyboys again with a speedy Nate Anderson sitting at second base. The 1-2 coming with one away from Riley Taylor. Pearson steps in. Here's the 1-2. That one's in the dirt. This time it's blocked by Collins. He handles it. Here's defensive lineup for the Flyboys. Avery Collins at second. Jack Riley at first. Second baseman is Brock Daniels. Doug Lee at short. And David Bishop at third. We'll get you to the outfield after this pitch from Taylor. Of course, you've already seen Shamar Dalton make a catch tonight. 2-2 pitch. That one's fouled off. Pearson stays alive. 2-2. Left to right in the outfield is Miles Smith in left, Will Taylor in center, and, of course, Mark Dalton. In right field is a good crowd starting to pile in here on Henry Roengarter night. Thomas Ian Nicholas, the titular character in that movie, coming out and signing some autographs, hanging out tonight. In the dirt, blocked by Collins. That's now three straight in the dirt from Mark Carmody. Three of the last four have been in the dirt from Taylor. So now the count runs full. Taylor does like to use that slider a lot. Let's see if he can get it here for his first strikeout of the ballgame. Here's the payoff pitch. That one's hit toward center field. Taylor's going to take a couple steps back. Anderson's going to tag up on the catch. And at the last minute, he doesn't because Will Taylor gets a nice throw in there. And that leaves Anderson at second. Sacrifice taken away for Jake Perry. Perry batting 357 on the year. Last night went 2-for-5 with a pair of runs scored. So he's still having a solid season. The Minnesota Golden Gopher player. With Anderson at second, two away. That one's in the dirt and blocked by Collins. So the breaking ball is breaking a lot for Taylor. Collins has been busy already behind home plate. Perry is a native of Minnesota from, I hope I'm saying this right, Wayzata, Minnesota, pardon me. So, native of Minnesota. Place for the Gophers. Breaking ball, that one stays high. It's 2-0. You want Taylor to go five innings. He's giving you two of those outings. Hopefully he can go at least four. If he can go five, you feel pretty good about your chances with the Flyboys. 2-0 outside, that's high, 3-0. Of course, your bullpen struggled at times this year if you're the Flyboys. Last night you saw it with Jacobs. But again, last night everybody's bullpen struggled in a 17-14 ball game with 29 combined hits and 7 combined errors. 3-0 outside, that's a 4-pitch walk drawn by Perry, and there are runners at first and second. Whip two away for Corbin Shaw. And Shaw had a great night last night. Four with four singles, two runs scored, and drew a walk. Also made some great defensive plays for the Axemen early in the ballgame. So this is a dangerous hitter at the face. With runners at first and second, two away here in the top of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball from Riley Taylor. And so and one. Taylor, after walking a batter and allowing a leadoff single, does have a chance to get out of this inning and keep this ball game scoreless. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball misses just high and outside, 1-1. Shaw from Walter State Community College, Conyers, Georgia native. Played for the Senators just down the road in Morristown, Tennessee. So you got Morristown and Pigeon Forge and Greenville all represented tonight. Here's the 1-1. That was in there right down the middle. Strike two, 1-2. And Riley Taylor's a strike away from getting out of this inning. Here's a 1-2 pitch, two outs coming from Riley Taylor. Gets the call from Collins. Now he's set. Looks back at Anderson at second. And Taylor gets ready. Delivers. That one's hit toward the outfield. Taylor's going to have to run for it, and it'll get down. One run's going to score. Rounding third is Perry. Shaw's going to go for three. The throw to third is not in time. It's way offline, and that is a 2-RBI triple for Corbin Shaw to start the scoring here in Pioneer Park. Well, looking like it was going to be another game redo of last night as the Axemen score early in this one. Score a pair of runs, a 2-RBI triple from Corbin from top of the first for the Kingsport Axemen. Shane McGahan steps up, looks at a first pitch strike 0-1. Shaw is a dangerous player. As we said, coming into this game was batting 400 on the year. He has been phenomenal this season. Now his average up to a solid 419. 2-0 lead. The 0-1 coming to McGahan. That one misses low and couldn't frame it to Collins, and it's 1-1. McGahan last night went 0-for-4, but drew a walk and struck out twice. He was the only one of only two players that didn't record a hit for the Axemen last night. The 1-1 from Taylor. Well outside. Collins blocks it. And it's 2-1. Good crowd still piling in. Seeing some guys with those new mason jars you can get over at the any of the beer decks, the beer areas. Those things are nice. The Flyboys logo on them as well. A good collector's item for sure. 2-1. Outside, now 3-1. Taylor in danger of walking his second batter of the inning. He's given up two hits, two runs, and has walked a batter in just two-thirds of an inning. Taylor looking uncharacteristically off tonight is the Hazlitt, Texas native. The 3-1 from Taylor. Breaks too high, and that is another walk issued by Taylor, and chance for Kingsport to continue the inning with Peyton Allen coming up. So runners on the corners with two outs for Peyton Allen. Allen from the University of Kansas. We're in Lawrence, the Big 12. This season, Allen batting 250 on the year and gets another hit. That will extend the lead to 3-0 for the Axemen. First pitch to Allen, gets away from Collins. Going to be a close play to the plate for the Taylor. He's not covering home. Shaw slides in on the pass ball. It's now a 3-0 lead for the Axemen. Good heads-up awareness from Shaw. He scores, and now it's 3-0 Kingsport here. So early miscues from the Flyboys in this one. And, of course, the RBI triple by Shaw and then the pass ball off the glove of Avery Collins, and already a 3-0 lead for Kingsport. Swing and a miss from Allen. It's 1-1. McGahan has moved up to second base, so he's also in scoring position already. So it's been a tough outing for Riley Taylor. He's seen some good starting pitching as of late. That one's fouled off, staying alive as Allen. We've seen good starting pitching of late from the Flyboys since then. Last few nights, just been rough with the starters for the Flyboys. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming from Taylor to Allen. That one's in there, strike three called, and finally Taylor gets out of the inning, but not before three runs are scored by the Axemen, and they take a 3-0 lead. And it looks like it's deja vu all over again. Could be another exciting, high-scoring game. Can the Flyboys answer? See what happens when we return to Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. JuntosConSmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Three nothing lead for the Axemen. We head to the bottom of the first inning, and Matt Cornelius on the mound as the Pima Community College player, the Zuni, New Mexico native, steps on the mound. Again, his last start was at Elizabethton, where he went just 4 2/3 of an inning. That was 7 hits, 8 runs, including 2 home runs, walked 3, but struck out 8. In what was another back-and-forth affair, a 15-12 win for the Axemen, as the Axemen have now scored 172 runs this season. They have given up just 94. Them and Burlington, you know, the least amount of runs this year. Of course, Burlington went 17-0 last night, had a no-hitter into the ninth inning against Johnson City. That's the second time in 6 days, or for me, in 5 days, that the Sock Puppets have had a no-hitter rolling into the final inning of a game. They have been efficient. Looking at games around the Appy League, bottom of the third, high-scoring one in Bluefield. Danville's up on the Ridge Runners, 4-3. Johnson City has taken the early lead on Burlington. They're up 2-0 in the top of the second. So can the Doughboys pull off the upset? Pulaski and Bristol are in the bottom of the first. Scoreless there for the State Liners and the River Turtles. And then Princeton leads Elizabethton 1-0 bottom of the first. Elizabethton had the bases loaded with 2 outs. A chance to walk it off, but fell to the Whistle Pigs. In a wild game there, the Whistle Pigs had a no-hitter going for 5 innings, and then a home run from Morgan Calopi gave the Elizabethan River Riders the lead, but the Whistle Pigs answered back, win 3-2. So, overall, crazy night in the Appy League last night for sure, and looking like another good one here as Will Taylor leads off this one. The center fielder from Irmo, South Carolina, and Clemson University will step in. Last night, Taylor went 3-for-4 of 2 runs scored, 2 RBI, and drew a pair of walks. As he is continuing to have a great year for the Flyboys, but his team is down 3-0 here in the bottom of the first. First pitch from Cornelius misses in the dirt. Well, no, that was the problem last night. With a lot of pitching, Tommy Meyer walked 4 batters. Ryan Schiefer walked 3. Also hit 3 batters, all in the same inning. His control was hard to find for both starting pitchers last night in this contest. The 1-0 outside. It's 1-1. Matthew Metcalf is our home plate umpire. Maverick Curtis is on the field. And Matthew Metcalf has a notoriously small strike zone, so he's consistent, but it's just very small. So it's going to be interesting to see how both these teams handled that. That one moves in low, and it's now 3-0. That one was lower in the dirt. As Taylor steps in at a 3-0 count. Taylor has an OPS of 894 on the season, so he has been phenomenal when he's been able to get one to the outfield. He's also been able to get on base without swinging the bat. 3-0, and that's a 4-pitch walk to start the first inning. So, once again, we've got some pitching struggles early, and Will Taylor moves up 90 feet and stands at first base for Dub Gleed. And Gleed has been phenomenal early in the year. Last night went 2-for-5 with 3 RBI and 2 runs scored. He's batting .241 on the season as the Ladera Ranch, California native, UC Irvine Anteater, one of 4 Anteaters on this Flyboys squad. Taylor at first have drawn the leadoff walk, down 3-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch that misses high. 1-0. So that's 5 straight balls, thrown by Matthew Cornelius. Looking to find his control early in this one. Brock Daniels walked in a run last night. That started off the scoring in the ninth. That one breaks away in the dirt, and that's six straight balls from his catcher, Shane McGahan, talking to him. Defensive alignment for the Axemen. Shane McGahan is at catcher. Corbin Shaw's back at first base once again. Over at second base is Peyton Allen. At shortstop, Aaron Casillas, who has made some great plays this year against the Flyboys. Jake Perry's at third base. Left to right in the outfield. Left field is Sam Peterson. Center fielder is Kevin Fernandez. And right field is Nick Block. That's your defensive lineman of the Axemen. 2-0 pitches. Cornelius looks to throw his first strike of the ball game still. Taylor over at first. And they're going to check on Taylor. Throw at first. And Taylor walks back there in time. The Flyboys did have two runners picked off at first in a row at Pulaski, Daniels and Bishop. So they haven't caught napping as of late. Taylor's going to take off. There's a strike from Cornelius. Throw is high, and in there safe is Will Taylor. He's still second, and now he's in scoring position. So Cornelius does get his first strike of the game, but Will Taylor slides in there and steals second, and that is now Taylor's 7th steal of the season. He has stolen third before, so let's see if he takes off here. 2-1. That one's chopped over to third from Gleed. Check on the runners. Perry for the Shaw. A little bit off target, but Shaw keeps his foot on the bag. Great play by Shaw, and there's one away. That was a tough throw by Perry. He was staring right down at Taylor to make sure he didn't take off. Last night, Bishop on a similar play. Jack O'Reilly grounded out toward third. And then Bishop just took off for third base. Shaw overthrew the bag, in which Mays White and Jake Perry were both standing on third base. Neither of them could catch it, and then Bishop came around to score. Part of the five errors last night for the Axemen. There goes Brock Daniels in. We'll take it on second. The pitch behind his rhythm here early. Daniels last night went 1-for-5. Two runs scored, two RBIs, including getting a bases-loaded walk at the top of the ninth inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Daniels. Daniels hits that one. Going to be a tough play for Casillas, and it goes off his glove, and everybody's going to be safe. That's going to be an infield single, I would imagine. That would have been a tough play for Casillas. I would give that one a hit for sure. We'll see what the scoring rolls it, but that was a tough play for Casillas, who surprisingly didn't make it. Usually makes those plays, but Daniels reaches safely on the infield single, and David Bishop, who's probably the hottest hitting fly boy on the roster, steps in with a chance to tie this one up with one swing of the bat. Runners at first and third, and just one away here in the bottom of the first inning for Bishop. He's batting .348 on the year and has 7 RBI, including a 3 RBI double last night that won the ball game. TCU product, the Marietta, Georgia native, has been phenomenal in his early time here in Greenville. Pitch from Cornelius breaks down low for a ball, 1-0. Daniels is known to try to steal, so you want a double steal, maybe attempted here. By the Flyboys with Daniels at first and Taylor at third base. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fouled off to the netting, and it's 1-1. Bishop, a big-bodied player out of Marietta, Georgia. Again, we talked about the lineage, the great development of that area just outside of Atlanta. You have Kennesaw State University up the road, who won the A-Sun this year to make the NCAA tournament and actually won a game, knocked off Army to take a win in the NCAA tournament. So a lot of good baseball in the Atlanta area. The 1-1. Bishop checks swing, and they're going to appeal to the field for Curtis. It's now 2-1. That was a ball high, and Bishop just held around to avoid swinging that one. So 2-1, one out. Runs at first and third. So Bishop steps in after the single by Brock Daniels. 2-1. They're going to check on Daniels, and Daniels slides in there. Then Daniels got picked off at Pulaski at first base. So he's been susceptible to You can call it napping for sure. Let's see if Cornelius checks that. Throw the first and a pickoff attempt. And now you gotta see if Taylor's gonna try to come home. They're looking at Daniels. He's calling a pickle. Daniels will get tagged on the backside. Foley juked it out. And now there's two away. So Daniels gets picked off again. Great job by Peyton Allen to make the throw. And then a tag made at the last minute by Cornelius. And Daniels is out. And now they're at two away. He takes away the sacrifice. Now Bishop's got to get a hit down. And more importantly, he cannot tie the game with a home run. But Bishop can still make a great play after the base running error by Daniels. He's caught stealing. Picked off. Trying to steal at first base for the second time this season. A 2-1. Outside, now 3-1. So Bishop can reach by drawing a walk. And if he reaches, you have Miles Smith on deck. Smith on deck. Bishop steps in. Here's the 3-1 from Cornelius. That one skied into the air. Shaw's going to run over. It looks like it's going to hang up in the air and get out of play. And now Cornelius is a strike away from getting out of this inning. Full count. Count two outs. So there's a payoff pitch coming from Cornelius to Bishop. Taylor at third base. Brock Daniels is picked off. Trying to steal second. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Cornelius is fired up as he gets out of the jam. So Will Taylor draws a leadoff walk. Daniels reaches. And unfortunately for the Fly Boys, they can't score. So we played one. And to the top of the second inning, and the Fly Boys keep the Axemen off the board as they trail 3-0 here. Fly Boys. Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the Tennessee Lottery Speedway, where the race to win big continues. Competition is fierce as players hit the gas toward reaching the $20,000 top prize of our all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game. And look at that! We have a winner! Could you be next?
Speed to the good times with the all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery. And don't miss the Tennessee Lottery 250 at Nashville Super Speedway on Saturday, June 25th. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Three nothing lead for the Axemen here in Greenville after the first inning. Riley Taylor back out for another inning of work, looking to recover after giving up three runs on two hits and walking a pair, but did end the inning with a strikeout. So let's see if he needs, if he can calm down and avoid the slugfest like we saw last night, 17-14. The Fly Boys were down 1-0 after the first, took a 3-1 lead, then went down 6-3 before answering with a 9-6 lead. It was almost to as big as an 11-7 before trailing 14-11 entering the ninth inning, scored six runs and won the game. Stepping in is Casillas as he steps in here. To lead off top of the second inning, 0-1. That one's hit to the outfield, and that's a single for Casillas. And that's another leadoff single for the Kingsport Axemen as the one of the top offenses in the Appy League. Already have their third hit of the ball game, thanks to Aaron Casillas. Well, Casillas last night went 3-for-3 with a run scored and 4 RBI, so he was dangerous for sure. Made some great defensive plays as well. Here comes Kevin Fernandez, the Pigeon Forge High School graduate, committed to Lincoln Memorial, so he'll be playing some games at this park in his career. That first pitch from the ball, 1-0. Lincoln Memorial, member of the South Atlantic Conference, along with Tusculum, and also as well Carson Newman, who's in the area. And, of course, new member Emery and Henry moving up from D3 to Division II this season. So, a lot of good baseball in this area. That one's in there for a strike. Fernandez 1-1. Fernandez batting 280 on the year. Came in as a pinch runner on opening night and scored a run. And then got his first hit of the season against the Fly Boys. That's the last time Greenville has seen him play. And is a solid player for that Pigeon Forge dynasty of the Tigers, the 1-1. In the dirt, blocked by Collins, and Casillas will go back to first base. Casillas on first after the leadoff single. Fernandez in there. 1-1, Fernandez has a step back and will make the catch, taking a couple steps backwards, and there's one out here in the ninth, and already back to the top of the order as Nate Anderson's back up, had a single to start this game, and then came around to score off the 2-RBI triple by Shaw. Here's a pitch to Anderson in there for a strike, 0-1. Anderson's average up to 300 now in the season. He steps in with Cassis at first. That one misses and just misses low from Taylor, 1-1. And steps in for the second time tonight already. His team up 3-0. He scored one of those first three runs. Here's the 1-1 from Taylor. That one, I'm going to say, goes around. Does Anderson, does Matthew Metcalf on the plate, and now it's 1-2. Anderson just couldn't hold off, and the ball in the dirt. Again, Collins isn't busy again. So Daugherty was busy last night. So I know there's been some perspiration. It's been warm. Of course, at Johnson City, it was only 60 degrees. Pulaski was about 70 degrees. It's been about 85 here in Kingsport and Greenville. It's a pitch from Taylor. Anderson strikes out, but that's a stolen base for Casillas. And there's two away. So Casillas does still second. A strikeout from Taylor, and there's two away, but a runner in scoring position for Nicholas Block stepping in. Block flew out to right his last time up, and if that can happen here, the Flyboys will get out of the inning without giving up a run. So pitch in there for a strike, and Taylor looks to have found his groove a little bit. Here's the 0-1 pitch coming from Riley Taylor. Casillas at second after stealing second. Swing, I miss. The ball in the dirt. Breaking ball from Riley Taylor, and chance for Taylor to get out of this inning with one more strikeout, which will be his second straight of the night. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming from Riley Taylor. Checks on Casillas at second. Now comes forward. Casillas is going to take off. That one's hitting the air toward the outfield. Taylor and Dalton running for it, and Dalton makes the catch on the run as Dalton gets the ball and holds the Axeman off the board. What a great play by Dalton, and it remains a 3-0 ball game. We head to the bottom of the second. Kingsport holds a 3-0 lead here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh, guess they were hotter than I thought.
Heat up your wallet with all-new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
Back here in what's a 3-0 lead for the Axemen at Pioneer Park after the Fly Boys do keep the Axemen off the scoreboard to end the thing. And the Fly Boys did get Will Taylor all the way to third, but could not bring him in after Daniels was picked off and Bishop struck out. So Matthew Cornelius out for another inning of work, and he'll face Miles Smith, Avery Collins, and Aiden Kennedy tonight. Looking around the Appy League, and Elizabethan now leads Princeton 2-1 in the bottom of the second. Pulaski and Bristol are scoreless in top of the third. John City still 2-0 just top of the third against Burlington, but still lead for the Doughboys. And Danville's already scored 7 runs on Bluefield, up 7-3 in the bottom of the fourth. Miles Smith steps in, and Miles Smith, his first at-bat of the year, was here at Pioneer Park and hit a home run 415 feet to dead center. This year batting 333 on the season is Smith. First pitch from Cornelius in the dirt, 1-0. Smith, a tall body, 6'1", 205, one of 4 anteaters for the Fly Boys at one point with Vizcaino. Here's the pitch outside to an O. Vizcaino or Finn Wall pitching. There could be three anteaters on the field at one time. Of course, Vizcaino and Wall fished earlier this week. Now one gets in there for a strike and just finds the corner, and it's 2-1. Smith gets ready. We have the 2-1 pitch coming from Matthew Cornelius. That one gets in there. That's a nice slider from Cornelius. Gets in there, and now it's 2-2. Smith leading off the bottom of the second inning. His team down 3-0 to the Axemen after 3 runs in the first. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Smith holds off, and that one just misses. That's a nice breaking ball, and the count runs full. Looking to draw a leadoff walk in this one. Payoff pitch. That one's well outside, and that is a walk thrown by Miles Smith to start bottom of the second inning. That brings up Avery Collins, the Greenville, Tennessee native, the Cleveland State junior college player, former Green Devil, comes up, looking to come up clutch for the Fly Boys here with Smith over at first base after drawing the leadoff walk. Collins batting 258 on the season, as that one's in there for a strike from Cornelius on the corner, 0-1. Collins steps back in, an 0-1 count, one that just found the corner of the strike zone, much to the chagrin of the Fly Boy faithful at Pioneer Park. Of course, Collins is a lot of guys, people that know him up the stands, being from just down the road. That one's fouled off a laser, hits off the front of the wall near the bullpen. Now, quickly 0-2 on the Collins. On steps in, 0-2 count, Smith first. Nobody out here in the bottom of the second inning. 3-0 lead for Kingsport Axemen. Cornelius will step off the reset. Sun's setting behind the concourse. Some sun's shining right on Cornelius on the mound as it goes through the little holes in the back of the concourse. So we have to deal with that for a bit. The 0-2, so that one's chopped foul, and Collins stays alive. It's interesting, the sun will set will go behind the concourse, and there'll be some shade for a bit. Then it'll come right back out the very end before the sun fully sets, about 8:15, 8:30, to bathe the field in sunlight one last time before the sun sets and the lights come on here at Pioneer Park. To Avery Collins. As he checks on Smith, those Cornelius. He's going to step off. Smith, of course, a threat to steal for sure. So he takes a big lead at first. Already have one pickoff today, though, does Cornelius. Or Will Taylor has stolen second as well. 0-2 foul off the body of Collins. Collins stays alive. Good crowd here at Pioneer Park. On Henry Rowan Garter night. Tomorrow, Star Wars night against Elizabethan. It's going to be a lot of fun for sure. See all sorts of characters at the ballpark. Yo, too. Collins fouls it off again, and Collins staying alive here. That's a nice catch, though, with the dugout. Spinning catch made by one of the players for the Axemen. That's Cole Hales, pitcher from Caldwell Tech Community College, makes the play. That's a good play by him for sure. Here's the 0-2. They're going to check on Smith, and Smith's back there safely. Yeah, Antoine Buckley kind of roasted him a little bit last night as he just couldn't quite make a play on the ball that was hit just over his head. And Antoine Smith. West Dunn has made some good plays, though. Here's the 0-2. Collins skies that one to right field. It's going to hang in the air. Going to be a tough play. And calling everybody off the second baseman, Allen. He makes the catch in shallow right field to get the first out. So, good at bat, a long one for Collins, but unfortunately, he's unable to get on base as Aiden Canaday steps in. Canaday batting 255 on the year. The Catawba Valley Community College transfer played at Queens University in Charlotte last year. Of course, Queens moving up from the SAC to the A-Sun, but Canaday will not be moving off with him. He'll be going back to junior college with a very good team in the Catawba Valley Community College Cardinals. First pitch from Canaday. It gets to the corner of the strike zone. It's Arena, North Carolina. Talked about him. He played at Bristol Stadium in high school and actually hit a home run at Boyce Cox Field, so it was kind of cool for him to go back there and had a nice diving catch that same night we talked to him about it. He's done well at left field, DH, and at first base this season, that DH tonight, the 0-1. Had a swing and a miss. That's a good breaking ball by Cornelius. He's been able to get that breaking ball to work effectively for him. And when it's worked, he has done very well against these batters for the Flyboys. 0-2 once again. This is the second straight batter to be 0-2, but Collins had a long at-bat. Cornelius shakes off the first pitch, and now reset with the second pitch called. Gets on the rubber. Moves his leg a few times and kicks, fires, and that one almost clips Canada. He gets out of the way. It's 1-2. Cornelius, Matt Cornelius takes his time up on the mound and is deliberate and patient with his pitches. It's set now. Checks on Smith at first. Stares him down and will deliver to Canaday. Canaday hits that one towards center field. It's going to go right to the center fielder, Fernandez, who makes the catch. Makes a couple steps to the left, makes the play, and there are two away. So that brings up Jack O'Reilly. Riley, the Villanova, Pennsylvania native, playing for his hometown Wildcats. O'Reilly last night went just 1-for-6 with 3 strikeouts, but did score a run. So one time he reached base, he was effective. Coming around the score, made some good defensive plays, helped turn a 3-6-3 double play last night in Kingsport. That pitch gets in there for a strike, bottom of the strike zone, 0-1. Riley steps in, 0-1. with Smith at first base, drawing a leadoff walk, but back-to-back flyouts. Cost the fly, boys. That was high, 1-1. Still a great crowd, still filing in. You still have time. Get your tickets at the door. We'll let you on in here. Have some fun night of baseball here between these two West Division rivals. Separated by just 45 minutes from each other. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and actually going to check on Smith first. Smith walks back and is there safely. Of course, we'll close out this weekend with Elizabethton on Saturday and Sunday here at Pioneer Park for an off day on Monday, and then another little overnight trip up to Princeton, West Virginia to take on the Whistle Pigs to close out the season series after they took two from the Fly Boys last week here. 1-1, that one's high, 2-1. Matthew Cornelius taking his time, of course, on the mound. He is the opposite of about every Fly Boys pitcher. Greenville, most of their pitchers are very deliberate, will come real quick at you, trying to throw strikes. Cornelius is going to move around the strike zone and take his time, especially with a runner at first base. 2-1. Allen's loading out 3-1, and Cornelius in danger of walking his second batter of the inning. Crowd claps for O'Reilly, hoping to will him to a hit and possibly something better that could score Smith from first. 3-1 pitch. Smith's going to take off. That one's hit to the outfield. Hit and run in effect. That's going to be a tough play. And a diving catch is made by the left fielder for the Axemen. Sam Peterson makes a diving catch. That was going to be a tough play for sure. Sam Peterson with the snag as he robs a hit and a potentially a run for the Fly Boys and ends the second inning. What a play. So, we've played two innings, and it's a 3-0 lead still for the Axemen as we head. We come back here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage. Made using only the finest cuts of our 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
Three nothing ball game. It's Axemen lead after two scoreless innings in a row for the Fly Boys, and Axemen are held off the board in the last frame. As Sam Peterson, after making that incredible diving catch, is up to bat, had to make a run from all the way in deep left field. Toward the left center, the Iowa Hawkeye robs a hit from Jack O'Reilly and possibly a run as Smith was taking off from first on a hit and run as he looks at first pitch strike 0-1. Peterson flew out to center his last time up. Looking to keep it going. That one's fouled off 0-2. So Riley Taylor settled in a bit. Has allowed three hits. Of course, the three runs early, but does have a pair of strikeouts today as the Ivy League pitcher of the league of the week looks to settle in. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Piercing the chase is dropped by Collins. The throw to first is in time, and there's one away. The third inning. And Jake Perry will step up. Perry drew a walk, came around the score off that RBI triple by Corbin Shaw. This Golden Gopher looks to score again and get on base for the second time tonight. First swing, a big swing and a miss as Taylor blows it right by him. It's Riley Taylor looking to get rolling. He looks like he's trying to find his groove again. And this one, here's the 0-1 from Taylor. Now one misses just low. And it's 1-1. Taylor tried to go off speed and lower in the strike zone. Couldn't get the call again. Metcalf. Small strike zone, but he is consistent. 1-1. That one's in the dirt. Collins blocks. It's 2-1. Taylor gets set. Gets the call from Collins. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Perry hits that one toward the outfield. He's going to go over the head of Gleed. A little blooper to the outfield. And that is now the third straight inning where the Axemen have recorded a hit. It's time a one-out single from Jake Perry. He stands on first base. And there comes Corbin Shaw, who's been dangerous once again. He is 2 RBI triple, got the scoring started. Then he came around and scored. What was actually ruled, a pass ball by Avery Collins. So Shaw is very dangerous for sure. It looks like a first pitch strike in there, 0-1. Shaw reached all five times. He was at the plate last night, had four singles, and drew a walk. So he's reached six times in a row against the Flyboys. Very efficient as Shaw. Here's the 0-1 coming from Taylor. That one almost hits 1-1. Shaw, of course, from Conyers, Georgia, played at Walters State Community College. Just down the road in Morristown, Tennessee. They had a good run to the NJCCA Super Regionals for falling in three games. 1-1, that one's in there. Strike two, finds the corner of the strike zone, and it's 1-2. Taylor gets set, looking to strike out Corbin Shaw and end his six-game on-base streak against six-bat on-base streak, pardon me, against the Flyboys. 1-2 in the dirt, blocked by Collins. It's 2-2. Shaw will step back in. Run on first, Perry, after the one-out single, 3-0 lead for the Kingsport Axemen. Here's the 2-2 pitch. That one's chopped over to Glee at short. Throw 2 seconds in time for the first. It is also in time. That's a double play. 6-4-3 double play ends the inning as Dub Glee, right place, right time, makes the play, and the Flyboys keep the Axemen off the board. Now have a chance to get back into this ball game. We return. Head to the bottom of the third. Kingsport leads at 3-0 here. Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now at the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000. Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it's served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended, so call now at 423-787-7500.
Six, four, three, double play turned by Doug Gleed and Brock Daniels. Ends the inning and keeps it a 3-0 lead for the Axemen. After they score three runs in the first inning of this one, well, fans, whenever you come to Pioneer Park and once again, We hope you come here tomorrow as it'll be Star Wars night here in Greenville, Tennessee. So we hope to see you there. And also be here on Sunday for a 7-inning contest against Elizabethton. Get your tickets at flyboysbaseball.com. But whenever you come here, make sure you stop by the concession stand and get yourself a nice, juicy Elm Helm hot dog. What goes better with baseball than a nice Elm Helm hot dog? Elm Helm, the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys. 3-0 lead for the Axemen here in the bottom of the third inning with Shamar Dalton. Going to lead this one off. Dalton's been phenomenal this season for the Flyboys. And as of late, batting .302 on the year. Came in last night and had an RBI double as a pinch hitter last night to get the scoring started in the top of the ninth inning. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. Dalton now has 10 RBI. That's the second most on the team. As the second for players who have been here long enough for that really to count. That one's outside, 1-1, as Dalton's here for the first day of the season. Bishop and Smith are batting .333. They haven't been here as long, only been here a week or so. So Dalton was another guy. He was a 10-day contract guy, and Coach Jermaine Curry said he found a way to keep him on the team as that one's outside 2-1. Dalton was said, I need this guy on the team. And also said he wanted him to get a look at. He plays in North Carolina A&T in the Big South, now the CAA, but HBCUs, unfortunately, aren't getting looked at as well as most of these baseball schools, so glad Dalton's been able to stick around. He check swings that one foul, and it's 2-2. Dalton's been very good, came a home run short of the cycle to the Walnut Cove, North Carolina native against Johnson City. Also made a great throw from the bullpen to gun out a runner trying to go to third. It's 2-2. Dalton reaches out, fouls that one off to stay alive, and it's still 2-2. One of two Aggies on this team, Canyon Brown the other, as Canyon Brown was first team All Big South and first team All American. One of five catchers named to that list. So got some good baseball up in North Carolina A&T in Greensboro. 2-2 to Dalton. Dalton fouls that one off into the stands and out of play. Dalton was successful against Kingsport as he got that RBI last night. Also, his only home run of the season back on opening night over the scoreboard at Hunter Wright Stadium. So he has had the Axemen's number this year for sure. Now he faces a 2-2 pitch from Cornelius. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Gets Dalton to chase, and that is the second strikeout of the game for Cornelius, and that's one away to start the third inning as Will Taylor steps up. Taylor drew a walk, stole second, got all the way to third after a single by Brock Daniels, but was stuck there. That's the only hit of the day for the Flyboys. Called single from Brock Daniels. That's it. Taylor will come back in to try to get something going because that one's high for ball 1-0. They had Miles Smith reach on a walk to start the second inning, but he was stuck there after three straight outs. Three straight flyouts, including the nice diving catch by Peterson in the left field. Here's the 1-0 pitch coming to Will Taylor. Hey there, swing and a miss. That's a good pitch from Cornelius. He's looking like he's settled down as well. Now the shade is down. And no longer having to look into the sun, but it will reappear later in the ball game. But you have that three-run cushion for sure if you're the Axemen. Looking to start another winning streak. Had won 7 in a row before last night's loss. And sitting at 16-4, tied for the best record in all the Appy League. And sitting at first place in the Appy League West. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-2 as Cornelius coming right at Will Taylor. Taylor's going to step out and he's going to put some pine tar on the bat. That bat may have slipped out a little bit. So he gets that from Dub Gleed and throws it back. Taylor Irmo, South Carolina native, played at Dutch Fork High School. Before that, also played at Ben Lippin School, a private school down in South Carolina, where he was an accomplished wrestler for the Eagles. which was a great football star for the Silver Foxes, playing quarterback, Dutch Fork. Of course, also a great baseball player, drafted by Texas Rangers. Signed to go to Clemson, the 1-2. That one's hit toward the outfield. It's going to get down. That's going to be at least a single, possibly more. Rolls to the wall. Taylor's going to be in there at second, and he's got a stand-up. One-out double, and Taylor reaches for the second time today. And the stand-up double has got him in scoring position for Dub Gleed. So if Dub Glee can get one to the outfield, he can possibly bring Will Taylor home and cut into this Kingsport advantage. Glee ground out to third his last time up on a sharp grounder. As the UC Irvine Anteater gets set, trying to cut into this lead. Casillas is playing a little bit back in the shortstop position toward the outfield. Anticipating the ball's going to be hit right to him. That one finds the corner of the strike zone, 0-1. However, because of that, there's a pretty big gap between short and third. So Glee can hit that one into the hole. Taylor's going to try to come home, you would think. Here's the 0-1, and Cornelius is going to step off and readjust. 3-0 lead for the Axemen here in the bottom of the third inning. One away. After Will Taylor's one-out double. The 0-1. That one hits Glee to the foot. And Glee's going to walk 90 feet up. And there's runners at first and second with just one out. And that's going to bring out the pitching coach for the Axemen to discuss this one. Brock Daniels stepping up, so see what the conversation is. Cornelius tonight has gone 2 1/3 of an inning. He's given up 2 hits, walked 2, struck out 2, and hit a batter. As there is somebody stretching in the bullpen for the Axemen. That looks like Jaheim Brown, also from North Carolina A&T. He is starting to stretch in the outfield. But no catcher down there, according to the bullpen. No catcher in the bullpen right now, so looks like it's still on the shoulders of Matthew Cornelius. So runners at first and second, one away here in the bottom of the third inning. Daniels got a single but was picked off, trying to steal second back in the first inning. Daniels looking to get on base or bring some runs home. First pitch is high, 1-0. Sharp single to Casillas was going to be a close play and went off the glove of Casillas to the outfield, and that's why it was a hit, not an error. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Brock Daniels. Outside and out 2-0. And so Casillas, which he had found some control, is struggling a little bit here. Good crowd has settled in to watch this ball game between two West Division foes. They played an exciting game last night, 17-14 win for the Flyboys. Down 3-0 here. And he's going to check on Taylor at second. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Daniels lays off. It's 3-0. And now a catcher's running to the bullpen. That's Henry Hunter. He is running to the bullpen trying to go ahead, and looks like Jaheim Brown's going to start getting warmed up as Cornelius in danger of walking the bases loaded for David Bishop, and Bishop made the Axemen pay last night with the bases loaded. 3-0. Well, outside, 4-pitch walk. His third of the ball game, and the bases are loaded now with just one away for David Bishop. And Bishop, not the guy you want to see if you're the Axemen. Last night had a bases clearing, 3 RBI double that won the ball game. And if he gets one here, he can tie it up. Especially with all the speed of Taylor, Gleed, and Daniels. But you know, Bishop would love to go deep for his first home run of the season, make it a grand slam. Just one out. Here's a pitch outside, and that's 1-0. That's five straight balls run by Cornelius. Remember, he also hit Dub Lee before that, so he has not hit the strike zone in six straight pitches. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Cornelius. That one misses low, and now 2-0. It's a crowd here at the Pioneer Park. They're Fly Boys. It's been a great crowd here tonight, knowing this is a big spot for sure. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Bishop. That one misses low. Actually, it gets the strike zone, pardon me. That looked like more of a pitch out. The check on Taylor at third, as the catcher McGahan stood up, but they said caught the ball in the strike zone, this Metcalf, and now it's 2-1. Anything to the outfield is going to score one, possibly two. Here's the 2-1 pitch coming from Cornelius to Bishop. Pitch is low, blocked from McGahan. Bishop says it hit him on the foot. No call there, and now it looks like they're going to have some conversation between Metcalf and Maverick Curtis. I think the conversation is if it hit Bishop on the top of the foot, because if it did, that's a run scored. They're going to say, no, that's a ball. Did not hit Bishop's foot. May have been asking for catcher interference, too, as well, because they were pointing at the catcher, McGahan, and shaking his head was Matthew Metcalf, but regardless, it's a 3-1 count for Bishop, and a walk would score the first run of the game. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Hit to the outfield. That's going down. One run's going to score. Another run's going to come in as Daniels rounds third. That's a 2-RBI single for Bishop, and now it's a 3-2 ball game here in the bottom of the third inning. Daniels moves up to second. Gleed and Taylor score. And now it's a 3-2 ball game here in the bottom of the third, with just one away for Miles Smith. And that bullpen's getting active for the Axemen. My boy is looking to come back against the Axemen once again. Miles Smith steps in, drew a walk, but was stuck at first base after the diving catch by Sam Peterson. End of the inning. 3-2 lead for the Axemen here after Bishop's RBI, 2-RBI single. So Bishop comes up again for the Fly Boys to get some runs against the Axemen. And Miles Smith, with one swing of the bat, can tie it up or possibly take a lead. He has that home run this year. That one gets in there for a strike, 1-1. Smith has the home run to dead center earlier this season. 425 feet. Not known for his power, but he can lift the one. That would be huge. The 1-1. That one's nubbed underneath the bat, straight into the air. That's the infield fly rules in effect. In foul territory, McGahan catches it, and there's two away. He made the catch in foul territory. Would have been an infield fly, but it just went foul, so that's the out. And Avery Collins up to bat, and the hometown kid has a chance to side this ball game. One swing of the bat, he popped out to second on a long at bat, which just kept fouling off pitches, pushed Cornelius to the edge, it seemed like. He gets set here, runs at first and second, 3-2 lead for the Axemen. Two outs in the bottom of the third. Cornelius throws one inside. Collins fouls it off his leg, and it rolls fouls. Collins is going to take a break to walk outside, and Coach Jermaine Kerr is going to check on his catcher. Get set. And Curry's asking if he's okay. Maria Mueller not coming out of the dugout, but so he looks to be fine as Collins shakes it off. Collins will reset 0-1. Two outs. Bottom of the third inning. 3-2 lead for the Axemen. Bishop cuts into a 2-RBI single. Here's the 0-1 pitch coming from Cornelius. That one's hit on a line, foul to the concourse, and bounces back in. Almost takes out somebody in the front row, but everybody looks to be okay. Got to keep your head on a swivel if you're a Fly Boys fan at times, as the netting at, you just got to pay attention. So 0-2 coming. Can Cornelius get out of another jam? He did in the first. After allowing two runs from Bishop's RBI single. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That one outside misses. Cornelius thought that was strike three, was walking on the field, does not get the call, 1-2. And once again, that small strike zone from Matthew Metcalf. Consistent. And it's a ball. Collins has a 1-2 count now, two away in the bottom of the third inning. The 1-2. That one's sky to the outfield, going to hang in the air, going to be a tough play for Fernandez, and he runs all the way in and makes the catch and ends the inning, but not before the Flyboys score two runs. David Bishop comes up big again. We are a third of the way through this one as it's a 3-2 lead for the Axemen. Exciting action once again between these two rivals. We head to top of the fourth inning. Kingsport leads at 3-2 here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Swartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade. They have a high customer return rate and are BBB accredited. So give Swartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Three-two lead now after the two RBI single by David Bishop. As Bishop's come through clutch, he now has five RBIs in two games against the Kingsport Axemen. Down 3-2, heading to top of the fourth inning. Again, was a high-scoring game last night, with five runs after the first three innings. That's a paltry pace compared to the total nine combined runs for the first three innings, but six runs were scored by Greenville in top of the fourth last night. They look to avoid allowing that and get four runs of their own. The fourth inning's been tough for Greenville as of late, and then they scored six runs in the fourth against Kingsport, and they scored also six runs in the fourth the other night against Pulaski. They scored five runs in the fourth. So after giving up a combined eight runs in the fourth to Princeton, last two games, they have scored 11 runs in the fourth inning, have the Greenville Flyboys. Here's the first pitch, chopped over the third. Bishop makes the catch. Throw the first is on line and in time, makes the out. That was number 21, McGahan, getting out there, and that's quickly went away. So Riley Taylor back in for another inning of work. With Peyton Allen up, he struck out to end the first inning his last time up. Allen made a good play on a pickoff move to get Brock Daniels out in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on that one, 0-1. Some action in the Flyboys' pen. Looks like Andrew Moronis is up, and Moronis was phenomenal against Johnson City the last time he made an appearance for the Flyboys. 0-1, swing and a miss, 0-2. Moronis struck out 7 of the 11 batters he faced in that 10-9 win over Johnson City last Saturday. So wonder if that's going to be the case here. Tyler can go four innings. The 0-2. Check swing goes around. Does Allen. And that's his second straight strikeout. That's the fourth of the day for Riley Taylor. And there are two away in the top of the fourth inning. Aaron Casillas steps up, and boy, he has been destructive against the Flyboys. Last night went 3-for-3 with 4 RBI and a run scored. Tonight has a single. It's Greenville this season. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. So he's made some good defensive plays as well, playing at second base last night. He's in shortstop tonight. Moving over there in this one. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Taylor. That one's hit off the end of the bat. Dalton's going to have to run up and makes the catch. That's a 1-2-3 inning. for the Flyboys, and that keeps the Axemen off the board. So, some defense showing up for the Flyboys against the Axemen as they will look to tie the game or take a lead. At the bottom of the fourth, 3-2 lead for Kingsport here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
They're completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Heading to the bottom of the fourth inning. 3-2 lead for the Kingsport Axemen, and fans, this weekend, whenever you come to Pioneer Park for this three-game home set, get you a nice, cool, and refreshing Wicked Weed, as Wicked Weed is the official craft beer of the Greenville Flyboys. Since 2012, we've been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. You can find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park or at your local retailer today. Maybe get them in some of those nice and new ones with the Flyboys logo on the front. They are fantastic. Very nice mason jars. Very high quality. Got in today. They'll be available for the rest of the season. So come on out. Get you a nice, cool, Wicked Weed and put in one of those very nice mason jars. So here comes Aiden Kennedy. Lead off the bottom of the fourth inning with the Flyboys down 3-2. But scored two runs thanks to David Bishop. That last inning is Cornelius back out for another inning of work. First pitch swinging, and that's in there. To the outfield goes by the shortstop, Casillas, and that's a leadoff single for Aiden Kennedy to start off the bottom of the fourth inning. So, great play by Aiden Kennedy. First pitch swinging, Jack O'Reilly comes in. Like we said, Jaheim Brown warming up in the bullpen, and more bodies are heading to the bullpen for the Axemen, so wonder how long Matthew Cornelius will last in this one. Jack O'Reilly steps up. He is 0-for-1 today. Here's the pitch fouled off. That one was jamming O'Reilly a bit. Now it's more of a protection swing, it looked like, because that one slid in on his hands. Fouled off 0-1. O'Reilly flew out to Sam Peterson. His last time up, Peterson made that diving catch in the left field to steal a hit from Jack O'Reilly. Here's the 0-1. Allen's high, misses 1-1. Lights on at Pioneer Park. Sun is going down behind the trees in the concourse. May make one last appearance on a beautiful night, a warm night in Greenville, Tennessee. Great night for baseball. But 1-1. That one misses. O'Reilly gets out of the way, and it's 2-1. So, three walks issued by Cornelius today and has hit a batter. That's 4-3 passes issued by Matthew Cornelius, the Pima Community College product. Here's 2-1. O'Reilly fouls that one off, and now it's 2-2. Does have two strikeouts, including one in the first inning, with Will Taylor standing 90 feet away from scoring what would have been the first run of the ballgame for the Flyboys. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Nobody out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Kennedy's leadoff single. 2-2. That one's hit by O'Reilly. Hangs in the air and taking maybe a couple of steps to his left is Peterson. And that's a fly out. Second straight by O'Reilly. Right to left field. And Shamar Dalton comes up. We talked about how well Shamar Dalton has done recently, and unfortunately he struck out, so I'll call that the announcer's curse from me. So maybe Dalton will recover here as he has Kennedy at first base looking to tie this one up or possibly take a lead with one swing of the bat. His lone home run came off his teammate, Jaheim Brown of North Carolina A&T. That pitch misses high, 1-0. This looks like there's a 1-0 count. Coming to Dalton. That one misses outside. 2-0. Looks like there's an incident in the stands with a fan here. Maria Mueller, our trainer, running up to the stands. Check on a fan. Hopefully everything's okay. So time's going to stop real quick. So the fans passed out. Looks like they are coming to now as... everybody's okay. Issue in the stands. 2-0 count on Shamar Dalton. Hopefully everybody's okay. Looks to be moving around. Did the fan. Now Drew, our intern, bringing some water for the fan. Yeah, it's a hot one, so remember to stay outside no matter what you're doing. So we'll look around the Appy League during those pause in the action. Hopefully everybody's okay. Danville up 10-3 on Bluefield in the bottom of the fifth inning. John C. meanwhile up 2-0 on Burlington, holding on to that lead, looking for the upset. Pulaski and Bristol got a good one going in the bottom of the fourth, tie at 4 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Bristol looking to break that one open. And Elizabethan up 5-2. On Princeton in the bottom of the fourth inning. And we're going to take a break. We're going to step out for a minute. This is Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Visited the forest. It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Still slightly delayed here at Pioneer Park. Hope everybody's okay as fans passed out in the stands. Looks like they are moving around talking. I give a shout out to Wyatt Cole, the trainer of the Kingsport Axemen. Realizing the situation, came sprinting across the field to grab Maria Mueller, the trainer for the Flyboys, and give up to our interns, Drew and Matthew White. And then you have Brandon Buskard, our assistant GM, coming in to help. Looks like he's moving around. Can't quite tell from where we're sitting. And now we have first responders on the scene, making sure everybody's okay. Again, it's been a warm one tonight. Reached up to 98 degrees during the day is what it felt like. And it's been a hot one despite the sun being down. And it's been no breeze. It's been humid, though. Hopefully everybody's okay. Once again, shout out to Wyatt Cole, the trainer of the Kingsport Axemen, for jumping on. He's a trainer of our East Tennessee State University. And Maria Mueller, trainer here at Tusculum University, and trainer for the Fly Boys for the second straight season, jumping on it and making sure everybody's okay. It's a scary situation. Hopefully everybody looks fine. Hopefully we can assume this game soon, and but again, no one cares about the game at this moment, and hopefully everybody's okay. He seems to be sitting up and talking, moving around, getting some water in him, getting some fluids, and hopefully everybody is fine and ready to go. So, once again, your game update. It's a 3-2 ball game here. It's up at the plate with a 2-0 count, one away in the bottom of the fourth inning. Fly Boys scored two runs in the bottom of the fourth inning thanks to David Bishop's RBI single after three runs were scored in the first by the Kingsport Axemen. Well, it's been a fun series between these two. Hopefully this game can resume without any more incident as well. Bullpen is active for the Kingsport Axemen. So again, we'll look around the active league again. 10-3 lead for Danville in the bottom of the fifth inning over Bluefield. John City still up 2-0 on Burlington in the top of the sixth inning. Pulaski tied with Bristol in the top of the fifth. And the River Trolls have runners at the corners with nobody out. And Elizabethan on top of Princeton 7-2 in the bottom of the fourth. So the River Ice exploded to take a lead of the Whistle Pigs. Elizabethan and the Fly Boys will meet for a two-game series starting tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and then a 7-inning game on Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Tomorrow night is Star Wars night. Come see some of your favorite characters from Star Wars. We'll have some videos playing on the video board from the movie. Of course, we asked a lot of people what their favorite movie was. Well, the players are going to have that video coming from Matthew Palazzo tomorrow. Probably play it for you in the pregame as well. And then Sunday, it's Touch a Truck. We'll have fire trucks, the Mega Machines for the kids coming in. Don't forget, that game starts at 5:30 p.m. And it'll be a 7-inning contest to end this 3-game homestand for the Fly Boys here at Pioneer Park. After they had 6 straight road games, then the Fly Boys, and did well, went 4-2. Including a sweep of Pulaski and knocking off Kingsport last night. They won 3 in a row to end the Axemen's 7-game win streak. As we'll pause for another break here. We'll get you back to the action. Hopefully everybody's okay. We'll give you an update on the other side of this break, we hope. 3-2 lead for Kingsport here on Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
We're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Fan looks to be okay. He's leaving the stadium as a precaution. Once again, we want to give a shout-out to Wyatt Cole, the trainer for the Kings off the field. Grabbed Maria Mueller, and luckily nothing was needed. Any life-saving measures were needed. Looks to be fine. We'll be leaving the stadium. Hopefully he is okay and gets hydration he needs. Also want to give up to Brandon Buscard, our GM, and then our trainers Matthew White and then Drew as well, as they came in to help out on the situation. Scary situation. Everybody is hopefully okay, and now hopefully we can resume this ball game. Once again, shout out to all the trainers in the Appy League and especially Wyatt Cole for his quick thinking tonight. 2-0 count with Shamar Dalton, and he gets plunked. So the first pitch coming back in, that was a long delay, and Cornelius had to take some warm-up stabs, and he ends up hitting Dalton, and now there are two runners on with just one out for the top of the order, Wilt Saylor. And that might be it for Matt Cornelius. That's probably going to be a call to the bullpen. Jaheim Brown was warming up, and that looks like it's going to be Jaheim Brown. So we're going to stick around here after we've taken a break. And Cornelius, that will close the book on him. As Cornelius goes, 3 1/3 of an inning, gives up 4 hits, 2 runs, walks for 3, strikes out 2, and hits a pair of batters. But once again, you can't close the book on him as he plunked Dalton and is responsible for the runner at second in Aiden Canaday. So Jaheim Brown steps in, and the last time Jaheim Brown pitched against the Fly Boys, he gave up that homer to Shamar Dalton, Aggie Violence in that one. So let's look at Jaheim Brown's numbers. Brown this season, his numbers load up. In 3 games pitched, this is 4th appearance of the year. His 3rd appearance of the year for Kingsport. He's gone 7 innings and 7 hits, 7 runs, 4 of them earned. Hit 2 batters, walked 6, struck out 7. Against Greenville back on June 3rd, gave up 2 runs. The home run to Shamar Dalton. That's the only hit he gave up, walk 1 and struck out 3 in 2 innings of work. So that's Jaheim Brown's numbers on the season. As the right-hander from Lewisburg, North Carolina, North Carolina A&T Aggie. So he steps in with runners at first and second and just one away. For the top of the order, Will Taylor, who has been dangerous today for the Fly Boys, has reached both times, drew a walk, and then had a double back in the third and came around to score. As we get set to resume here, Jaheim Brown steps on the mound. Comes into a tough situation facing against Will Saylor. Brown gets set. Runners at first and second, just one away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Looking to take back a lead as that one gets the edge of the strike zone from Brown, 0-1. That was a good pitch from Brown that just caught the edge of the strike zone on Taylor. Here's the 0-1 pitch in the dirt, and it's 1-1. That back in. Anything to the outfield, Canada's probably going to try to score, and that would tie the ball game with the speed of Dalton if it's deep enough. He may try to come around as well. 1-1 in the dirt. 2-1. Gahan blocks that one. It's now 2-1 on the Taylor. It's 2-1 pitch is high, 3-1. Taylor looking to try to draw a walk here. So that one's chopped over the third, stopped with the third baseman for the second for one. For the first is offline, as that was a hard slide by Dalton. The second baseman goes down in a heap. That was second baseman Allen as he goes down. A hard slide by Dalton. All love there, though. As Dalton just slides in. Fielder's choice. Allen sitting up and looks to be okay. Wincing a little bit. He'll get up a bit. That was a hard slide by Dalton, the manager for Kingsport. Mike Ginn arguing his case is possibly that Dalton went in and spikes up, and that should be interference, should be two outs, but Allen looks okay. Walk around. So fielder's choice allows Taylor to reach first base, and runners at the corners right now. No call for runners interference, and there's at first and third. So Doug Gleed has a chance now to bring him in. That ball gets away from the catcher McGahan and bring up the 90 feet to second base is number one, Will Taylor. The 1-0, the Gleed outside, and it's now 1-1. That's a low inside pitch, gets away, and now scoring is Kennedy. Scores in to make it a tied ball game. That one's fouled by Doug Gleed. Now 2-1 tied ball game. Lead steps in, and it's a tied ball game. We apologize if you're listening to the audio feed. Video feed has gone out. We're working on it right now. Trying to get it fixed, but it's tied a ball game at 3 runs apiece. After a pass ball scores 8 in Canada, we are tied at 3. Here's a 2-2 pitch. That one misses for the Gleed, and now the count runs full. So we're trying to work on this audio issue. Sorry, it's in the other room, and of course, I'm the only one here as I'm the broadcaster, so trying to work on that. It's a 3-2 payoff pitch, hit over, and that's a line out, and Gleed is out. So we're going to work on this video feed. You're going to hear the sounds of the game real quick, and hopefully we'll get you a recap soon. I apologize for the inconvenience here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. So welcome here to the audio feed. We're tied about three runs apiece. We are trying to work on the video feed right now for the Flyboys and the Axemen as it just kind of stopped back in the fourth inning. I have no clue what the issue could be. It's no internet issue. It's just stopped. So we have an audio issue, audio broadcast now. We may try to do a different feed, may start a new feed. We'll put a new link on our Twitter page and on Facebook and all the social medias. But for right now, we're going to do audio. Again, I apologize for this, folks. Again, there's just one announcer here running around. That one's fouled off the bat of number five, Fernandez. So it's now 0-2. Fernandez strikes out swinging as Riley Taylor gets a strikeout here to start off the top of the fifth inning. So it's been a tough one so far for a good one for Riley Taylor. He settled in. That's his fifth strikeout of the ball game. So we are trying again. Once again, apologies. Trying to get everything rolling here. And that pitch is hit from Anderson into the outfield. That's going to be a single, a second of the day. And he's going around first. The throw of the play is not in time. He's going to advance on a fielding error, I believe. And there we go. It's now a runner scoring position as this game goes back and forth again, tied at three runs apiece. Anderson takes advantage of the one-out single and throwing error. Maybe rolled a double. We'll have to see. As Anderson is flying around the base paths tonight, as he has done all season. So Anderson's over at second. Here's the first pitch from Taylor. It's 1-0. Again, we apologize as well. Thank you for joining us on the audio stream. We're trying to work on that and announce at the same time. We apologize. I don't know. Pixelot's gone down, internet's gone down, or what? It doesn't look like it, but we'll figure this out. That one's shot over the head of Gleed. Anderson's going to wave around the third. Going to try to come home, and he does. That's an RBI single for Block, and it's now a 4-3 lead. So Kingsport answers right back. It's a 4-3 lead. So a 4-3 lead now for the Axemen as Sam Peterson steps in. He's 0-2 tonight. Blocks on the lead off, and that's in there. Misses low for a ball winning up. Good set here. 4-3 lead for the Axemen. That's ball two. 2-0. And my apologies, trying to reset the video stream while announcing as yeah. It's just been that kind of day, folks. Let's just go on a little bit. 2-0 is fouled off by Peterson, 2-1. And my apologies here to everyone watching this one. Trying to make this work here. 4-3 ball game. Block RBI single. 2-1 hit by Peterson. Sky high to center field. Going to be a tough play by Taylor. He makes the catch and gets the second out of the inning. Great play by Will Taylor. As Jacob Perry steps in, looking for another hit tonight. And this one. Perry is low in the dirt. We'll get set here. So we'll see. Hopefully this stream is pulling up for you soon. We'll get a new link tweeted out, posted out, everywhere out for you as soon as we can. For you here. This is a 4-3 lead for the Kingsport Axemen. Again, apologies on our end. Trying to get everything to work. That's the old one. Okay. Foul off. Goes to the Kingsport bullpen. Everybody's going to reset here. 1-2. Rite's giving up a run this inning and we'll look to get out of this one and keep it a 4-3 game as looks like Shane Tucker's getting going in the bullpen for the Fly Boys. Here's the 1-2 pitch with two outs. Coming from Riley Taylor. Strike three call. That's a great pitch from Taylor. That's the sixth of the night, but not before Kingsport scores another run. We had two. The bottom of the fourth inning. Fifth inning. Pardon me. Turn here on the Fly Boys Broadcast Network. Rockdale steps in, lead at the bottom of the fifth, and looks at that first pitch ball from Jaheim Brown, 1-0. Again, apologies for the video stream. We have an audio one right now. Bottom of the fifth inning, 4-3 lead for the Axemen. Rockdale fouls that one to the outfield, to the behind press box. 1-1. Brown got a strikeout to end the last frame. Here's the 1-1. That one. This is low and outside. It's now 1-1. And we'll provide you updated video link. Swing and a miss. Strike three. If we can get the video link working. And looks like it's not working. So that's a strikeout from Jaheim Brown. And right now we're going to go just with the audio stream, folks. We apologize for this. Not going to worry about it right now. So it's an audio stream only tonight. We apologize for the inconvenience as David Bishop has a first pitch strike. Apologies for the inconvenience. I have no clue what happened. I'm going to be perfectly honest. He got kicked. Don't know what happened. My apologies. I apologize for being unprofessional. I apologize for being bad at my job. Here's the 0-2 count now. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Three pitches, three strikes. Is dropped for the first. Is in time. There's two out. Here's So audio stream still working. We again apologize. It'll be audio only here, video. Just technology just decides not to work sometimes, you know, and you just got to deal with that at times. So we'll step in here as Miles Smith comes in, two outs, bottom of the fifth. And again, we apologize because of that. We have one person running the show. It's your announcer trying to get everything going well as Miles Smith hits that one foul. And it's 1-1 into the bullpen and almost into the bullpen, actually. He just misses. So audio stream link is up on Twitter, or at flyboysbaseball.com. It's going on Facebook as well. That one's hit towards short. Sizz makes a stop for the first. Is in time. 1-2-3 inning. At the end of five innings, 4-3 lead for Kingsport here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network. So audio stream only. Glad to have you with Flyboys Broadcast Network. I apologize for the inconvenience. Apologize for running around like a chicken with my head cut off as video just went out. Top of the sixth, 4-3 lead for the Kingsport Axemen. As another inning of work for Riley Taylor. So follow along with live stats. Again, apologize for the inconvenience. Apologize for me not being good at my job. So we get set again. So 2-0 to Riley Taylor. There's going to be nobody out. 2-0 pitch coming to Shaw, and Shaw will step out. Shaw today, I think, 4-0-6 on the day. Had a 2 RBI triple back in first. Taylor's gone 5 innings, up with 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 of those earned. It's a walk 2 and a struck out 6. So still a solid start, but it's team down 4-3. Here's a 2-0 pitch. That one's hit by Shaw into the hole, and that's going to be another hit for Shaw. So Shaw, again, going to be in the nightmares of these flyboy pitchers for a while. So that is the seventh hit given up by Taylor, and a single to lead off the top of the sixth inning. So here comes Shea McGahan. So for one tonight, did draw a walk, then ground out the third. As that one almost clips, I'm actually going to say McGahan went around, swung. McGahan was trying to get out of the way of that pitch as that pitch went flying up toward his head, but apparently he got out of the way. So just get out of the way. This Shane McGahan on that one. There's a fish. McGahan, it's the opposite field. Going to hang in the air to Dalton. He's going to make the catch. And there's one away. Okay, it'll sit down after the fly out to right, and that brings up Peyton Allen. Peyton Allen steps in. Looks to be good. Took a hard slide from Dalton earlier in the game. It looks to be fine. Just Allen there for a strike. Allen, unfortunately, has struck out twice in a row, looking to avoid the silver sombrero. He's responsible for a one-third of the strikeouts pitched by Riley Taylor. The 0-1, that one's skied high. He won't strike out, but it's going to hang in the air, and Daniel's going to settle underneath it and make the catch. So, not a strikeout, but still not what you want if you're Allen, as Casillas will now step in. And that's good news for the Axemen, as you get Shaw in the series. Casillas, 1-for-2 today, though. So, it's a 1-2-3 back in the fourth, his last time up. Pitch is on the outside corner. Gets in there. That's a strike. As Taylor trying to work six innings. This will be as long. This is already as long as outing of the year. 5 2/3 of an inning. But unfortunately, down 4-3 after seven hits by the Axemen, scoring a run top the fifth. That one's high. 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch coming from Riley Taylor. Pitch chopped over to Gleed at short. Gleed's going to make the force out at second, and that ends the inning. So, we head to the bottom of the sixth inning, the Fly Boys. Down a run. I look to get it back here as they're down 4-3 when we turn the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Expect when you're expecting a teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Four-three lead. Here in the middle of the sixth inning. And Avery Collins steps up to bat. Down 4-3 are the Fly Boys to the Axemen. The Fly Boys tied it up back in the fourth inning thanks to a wild pitch that scored Aiden Canaday. Then a Nick Block RBI single scored Nate Anderson to take a 4-3 lead back in the top of the fifth. Bottom of the fifth inning here is, bottom of the sixth inning here, pardon me, is Collins steps in, swings, and fouls that one off 1-1. Collins 0-for-2 tonight. And this one. It's the 1-1. Now this is low, and now 2-1. Jaheim Brown has been solid out of the bullpen. 1 2/3 innings. Hasn't given up a single hit. And has struck out two. Now one's hit opposite field. Going to be a tough play by Peterson, and he's able to slide over and make a nice catch. And there's one away to start the bottom of the sixth inning. And apologies for the lack of a video feed tonight. It just stopped. Nothing got kicked. Nothing got unplugged. And it just stopped. So Show must go on. Apologies again. Audio broadcast. Thank you for joining me on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network for this one. That pitch from Canada, two Canada misses, and 1-0. Canada had a single to get on base to lead off the fourth inning, and of course came around to score on the wild pitch. One way here in the bottom of the sixth inning. That one's fouled off. Ricochets back toward the dugout, and hey, nice catch by the ball, bat boy, for the Fly Boys, and it's 1-1. Canada now batting .264 on the season. It's a 1-1 pitch with one out coming from Jaheim Brown. He gets the sign. There's catcher McGahan. Here's the pitch. That one's swinging up. And it's 1-2. Just a one-run ball game. Still plenty of time left for the Fly Boys to try to make a comeback in this one. But again, they scored six runs at the top of the ninth last night. So being the home team, the Fly Boys will get a chance to bat last. And, of course, you have the extra inning frame if possible. 1-2. That one finds the edge of the strike zone. Strike three. Brown has now thrown three strikeouts and has yet to allow a hit in his outing. He's done very well out of the pen. Here comes Jack O'Reilly. O'Reilly steps in with two away. O'Reilly today 0 for 2. There's fish in there for a strike, 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and the dirt holds off on that one as Brown works a lot quicker than Cornelius did when he started the game. That one's hit, ripped to the outfield. There's the first hit allowed by Brown, and that's two-out single by O'Reilly, and he's the first runner on. Gets on there. First hit allowed tonight by Jaheim Brown. And Shamar Dalton will face his North Carolina A&T teammate. The last time he did that, Dalton hit a home run over the scoreboard at Hunter Wright Stadium on opening night. So see what Brown does here. That one misses low, 1-0. Brown went after him with a curveball a couple times and then messed up, let the fastball over the plate. Dalton let him pay. Let's see what he does here. 1-0, that was in the dirt. Actually, that's a strike. But O'Reilly's going to move up to second on a stolen base as McGahan drops the ball. And now Dalton hits something to the outfield. O'Reilly's probably going to try to score and tie this one up. Almost hit by a pitch and struck out. Hit by pitch his last time up. Here's the 1-1 from Brown. That was in the dirt. Throw back to second on a line, but dropped by Casillas. And O'Reilly's back in time. That was a pitch out all the way. McGahan really spotted up. Set his arm out wide. It's now 2-1. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Outside, Dalton lays off, 3-1. Brown in danger of issuing his first walk of the evening, and that would put runners at first and second with two away for the top of the order in Will Taylor. Here's the 3-1 pitch coming. Outside, gonna throw back, try to get Riley, and he's out! So you get the walk on the Dalton, but a great throw by McGahan. Picks off Jack O'Reilly to end the inning. What a play by McGahan. Good throw, and that ends the sixth inning. And the Fly Boys are kept off the board. We played six, head to the seventh. Axemen are up 4-3 here in the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
I think it's just vapor. Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I taught for 20 years.
until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message, council.
New pitcher coming in for the Fly Boys. Riley Taylor's night is done, but fans, buying or selling a property is one of the biggest decisions you can make. That's why McCurry Real Estate Group is here to help. Team of experienced agents will guide you every step of the real estate transaction. They take care of every detail. There's no need to stress. Why take a chance? Call the McCurry Real Estate Group at 423-794-9866 or visit them online at easttennesseehomesource.com. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We're going to step out real quick, try to fix this audio or video, whatever this broadcast is. We're going to try to fix it. Sorry about that, folks. Andrew Morales off hit, I believe, and trying to get the video reset here. So Nate Anderson steps in again. He's done a bunt. He's in there for a strike. Andrew Morales is in. San Joaquin Delta. He had 7 strikeouts with 11 batter's face. It's the last time up. I apologize. I'm going to run back and forth from press box to press box here. Here's the 0-1, swing and a miss. Anderson knows he missed that one. It's 0-2. It's a good fastball from Andrew Morones. This is what he's able to do against Johnson City. Here's the 0-2. All right, the first back, check on Fernandez. Apologies, trying to work on this, do a broadcast all at the same time, hopefully. We can get this back online at some point. That one inside, and it's 1-2. And this leads us off, and this steps in. Here's ball 2. Two pitch coming to Anderson. Fernandez leads off first base. 2-2 reaches out, can't find it. 2-2. And still trying to figure out this video or audio or whatever issue is going on. Oh, Jaws, again, everything's in the other press box. That one's low, and it's 3-2. That run's full now. Three straight balls and runs up 0-2. Right, the first is on time. Well, pitch outside. That's a walk after Anderson gets four straight balls. And there's a first and second with nobody out. So Morones, after allowing a leadoff hit and then allowing a walk, is in trouble here. Second, nobody out for Morones. He faces a jam here. On second here. Four free lead. Kingsport looking to extend their lead here and top the seventh. Three ball game. Here's the pitch from Morones. Swing and a miss. Good pitch from Morones. 0-2. He had the last batter 0-2 and ended up walking the batter. This allowed one hit and one walk, but can get out of this one. Another strikeout to block, or pitch to block and get a strikeout. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That almost gets block and he gets out of the way. 1-2. And we apologize as audio only stream. We think we've got it fixed. Computer was shut off for some reason. Of course, it was in the other room, so trying to find it. Make sure everything was okay. Again, just one person up here trying to run around, figure it out. For sure, is it just cut off and not sure how. Trying to get everything loaded back up. Apologize again for what's been a, let's be honest, it hasn't been a good broadcast. That's all me. Apologize. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming. Morones. He steps off the check on the runner at second. Everybody's back in there fine. And there's reached on the error. And now it looks like we have a broadcast rolling. And it looks like we're up and good. Swing and a miss. Strike three. First strikeout from Morones. So it looks like we have video. That link will be get sent out. Again, apologies for everything that has gone on tonight, trying to make this all work. After technology just hates everybody, you know? Technology's the worst at times. Here's the pitch with one out. Pitch is in there from Peterson, and there's one away. Back 0-1, misses low, and it's 1-1. It's 1-1 now from Morones. Again, we believe video is back. That one's hit skyward by Peterson. Going to be caught by Taylor. Tagging up is Fernandez. The throw is going to be cut off. Fernandez tags up. So a productive out as Fernandez slides in safely. Here comes Jacob Perry. So he'll step in. We'll get set here for this one. So, apologies as the Golden Gopher steps in. Now Andy Collins is going to come talk to his pitcher, Andrew Morones. So, again, apologies for audio, for video issues tonight. Trying to get all that fixed. Was able to finally get it fixed. We think. If I hold your breath real quick. This video back here on. So go to the FlyBoysBaseball.com stream. There's going to be two streams. The Kingsport and Greenville had that star news. So go to the second one that you see on the website. Again, apologies again for that one. So, runners at first and third, two away. Andrew Moreno is looking to get out of the inning and keep this a one-run deficit there in the top of the seventh inning. Just a pitch. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1. One of runners on the corners. We're just going to step off and reset. Here comes the 0-1. So the pitch that misses, it's ball one. Bigley off of first base, and Fernandez is at third base. Anderson's going to take off, and that's fouled backwards, and now it's 1-2. So 1-2, Moreno is looking to get out of the jam here on with two outs in the top of the seventh inning. And they're going to take a throw versus Moreno. It's set, the 1-2 with two outs here, top of the seventh. Perry steps in. Here's the 1-2. Anderson's going to just start walking, and Morona's going to just let him get the second because he gets the strikeout instead. So you'll take the stolen base, but the strikeout works no matter what and ends the inning. Andrew big for the Fly Boys and keeps it a one-run deficit. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Your score, Kingsport 4, Fly Boys 3 here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. Henry Rowan Gardner Thomas and Nicholas with the singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game in a 7-inning stretch. Taylor steps in. It's been a wild game, and Taylor will lead off the bottom of the seventh inning. In a 4-3 ball game. Inning, five boys have three outs to score at least one run. It's been a back and forth affair. First pitch from Brown, misses outside, 1-0. Taylor is 1-for-2 tonight. A run scored. So drew a walk. Bottom of the seventh inning, here's the 1-0. Check swing, holds up, and it's now 2-0. There is some action in the bullpen for the Axemen. Looking to keep this lead. That one's in their first strike, 2-1. Looking to keep the lead are the Axemen. They had their 7-game winning streak broken last night. Fly Boys have a 3-game winning streak on the line. 2-1. Shot foul, and it's now 2-2. Two pitch. That one's in there. Strike three from Brown. Freezes Taylor. That's the fourth strikeout of the game by Brown, and there's one away in the bottom of the seventh inning. So Brown's been very efficient out of the bullpen. As Dub Gleed steps in now. Here's the pitch to Gleed, and Gleed swings first one. He sees skyward. Patterson's going to run all the way up and will make the catch on the run. And there's quickly two away. McDaniel steps in now with two away here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Fly Boys down by one run. Here's the pitch. Brown has been coming right at the pitchers. So change of pace from Matt Cornelius, who was a little bit more patient and deliberate with his throws. Jaheim Brown coming right at him. 0-1 swing and a miss. Jaheim Brown is feeling it tonight. He is gone. 2 2/3 of an inning and has allowed just one hit. Struck out four. Farming's gone three innings, allowed just one hit and struck out four. Here's the pitch, 0-2. Daniels gets a piece of it, and that goes flying off in the foul territory. The bottom of the seventh inning, 4-3 lead for the Axemen. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That one is chopped foul. Foul swing and a miss. As Daniels just got the edge of the bat, much to Shane McGahan's chagrin. He was walking off like that's the inning, but nope, just got a piece of it to Daniels to stay alive. Daniels stays alive. Here's the 0-2 pitch with two outs. That one's hit over toward the second baseman, picked up for the first in time, a 1-2-3 inning. So Kingsport keeps the Fly Boys off the board. We've played seven. Kingsport looking to extend their one-run lead. And we return. It's been a good one here in Greenville on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different. You talk different. You draw different. You listen to music different. But you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different. And not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different.
brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check NHTSA sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Looks like we have another new pitcher for the Fly Boys. As it looks like that Shane Tucker, it is a Shane Tucker from Long Island University steps in. So Morones goes an inning of work, goes with a hit, walks one, and strikes out two in this one, including the big strikeout to end the frame. The seventh inning. So Shane Tucker in. Coming in the pitch out of Long Island University. Shane Tucker steps in. We'll get you a stat line real quick. And fortunately, though, for Tucker, he's coming in to face Corbin Shaw. Tucker comes in to face Shaw, who has been very good today. First pitch from Tucker in that first strike, 0-1. Shaw is 2-for-3 at 2 RBIs and a run scored, batting .424 on the season now. He has been phenomenal. Tucker had that 2 RBI triple back in the first inning and then scored himself as 3 runs in the first. The big difference there, swing and a miss. Good pitch from Tucker. Tucker's on 5 1/3 of an innings. It's a 1-0 record. Now just 2 hits, walked 4, and struck out 10. Looking for strikeout number 11 on the toughest bat in the Happy League West. The 0-2 outside. Shaw thought about it. Keeps the bat on the shoulder, and it's now 1-2. Well, it's been an exciting one. 4-3 lead for the Axemen here in the top of the eighth inning. Fly Boys looking to make a comeback, and one's ripped skyward, going to hang in the air, though, and Smith at the wall will make the catch. That sounded beautiful, but then it just hung in the air and died. Smith makes the catch, and that's the first out. That's Shane McGahan steps back in, and McGahan tonight. It is 0-2, but they draw a walk back in the first inning. Fouls that one back to the wall. Flew out to right his last time up in the gay hand. Tucker comes in, gets set, gets the sign from Collins to the gay hand. Good breaking ball by Tucker. My goodness, what a curveball. That gets in there. Now it's 0-2. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming from Shane Tucker. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Three pitches. Three strikes from Tucker. Strikes out McGahan, and they are quickly two away in the bottom of top of the eighth inning. Pardon me. Here's Peyton Allen. He's 0-3. Avoided the Silver Sombrero the last time he was up, but looks avoided again here. He's East Sky's the first pitch he sees out of play behind the concourse. Popped out to Brock Daniels to end the sixth inning, or in the sixth inning. His last time up. Tucker works quickly here and delivers. That's in there for a strike, and Shane Tucker has a chance to get out of this one. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming from Shane Tucker. Comes swinging a miss. Six pitches, six strikes, and back-to-back strikeouts for Shane Tucker. So we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Fly Boys need to score a run to tie it. They have six outs to do so. Find out if they can do so when we return here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
The way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday, and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
So back here in the bottom of the eighth, Fly Boys down by a run, but Jaheim Brown has been phenomenal out of the bullpen for the Axemen. David Bishop up to bat. So we'll check around the Appy League real quick. Danville knocks off Bluefield 16-6, so Danville now moves to 13-8. The Autobots starting to get hot. Now just four games behind, and if Johnson City can knock off Burlington, they will definitely be four games behind because Johnson City has a 2-1 lead in the top of the ninth inning, now going to the bottom of the ninth. So Burlington is going to walk off that one to knock off Johnson City. Pulaski up 5-4 on Bristol, bottom seventh, and Elizabethan up 9-2 on Princeton. Bottom seventh. As today he is 1-for-3, a 2-RBI single, and that one almost clips Bishop, gets out of the way. When Bishop had 2-RBI single back in the third inning, that cut to a 3-2 ball game. So the pitch that misses away, and it's 2-0. Here, a bottom of the eighth. 4-3 lead for the Axemen. Bishop up to bat. The 2-0. Swing high, deep in the air, but it's going to hang up there and will die in the glove of Patterson. That's out number one. Peterson, pardon me. Down number one. As Miles Smith will step up. He's 0-for-2, but drew a walk back in the first inning. Fly Boys have just five outs to score a run to tie it up. Score two, you take a lead. And score two in this inning, you take a lead and put the pressure on the Axemen top of the ninth. That pitch misses away. It's 1-0. Always have one walk-off win, two walk-off wins this season, and extra innings against Danville. Take the tiebreaker as the 1-0 pitch is outside from Brown. Brown just missed that one, 2-0. McGahan's going to come and talk to his pitcher real quick. And it'll reset. And then, of course, a walk-off RBI single against Bristol about a week ago. 2-0. In the dirt, now 3-0. So, Brown, danger of issuing his first walk of the ballgame. With Collins waiting on deck. 3-0 outside. That's a four-pitch walk. And with one out, Miles Smith stands on first base for Avery Collins. That's the first walk of the ballgame issued by Brown. And that might do it for Brown. No, that's pitching coach for Kingsport, Josh Warner. He's going to come out and talk to Jaheim Brown. Jaheim Brown's gone 3 2/3 of innings. He's got one hit, struck out four, and walked one. So he's done well. We're going to see who would come out of the pen for the Axemen. Can't quite tell from here. There are two arms warming up. And actually looks like Brown's going to stay in. Collins has one home run this season. Love to hit one again to take the lead, 5-4 in the bottom of the eighth. And it's been an exciting ball game between these two rivals for the second straight night. Here's the first pitch to Collins, and that one misses away from the plate, and running 90 feet up is Miles Smith. That's five straight balls thrown by Basheem Brown. And all of a sudden, the tying runs in scoring position. For Avery Collins. Brown's thrown five straight balls. See if he can calm down here after having such a great start out of the pen. The 1-0. That one's chopped foul, so that ends the streak of balls thrown. And Ian Daugherty makes a stop coming out of the bullpen. Wonder if that's it for Tucker. You wouldn't think so. He had through the last six pitches he threw all strikes to get Parra strikeout. As McGahan talks to his pitcher again. 2-1-1 count on the Collins with one out. Miles Smith stands at second after drawing a walk. He is in scoring position. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Collins. Collins backs to the top of the concourse. Now it's 1-2. Canada is on deck. In the bottom of the eighth, Kingsport up 4-3. 1-2 of just one out. Brown gets the call and gets set, being a lot more deliberate now. 1-2. In the dirt, it's blocked by McGahan, and it's 2-2. Anything that gets down in the outfield is going to probably score Smith, and Collins with his speed get the second in scoring position for Canada. On what's been an exciting ball game here at Pioneer Park. Second game of those two games set. 2-2. That one's fouled off by Collins. He stays alive. It's 2-2. Here's a 2-2 pitch coming from Brown to Avery Collins. Here's the pitch. Collins gets a piece of that one, fouls it off, and stays alive again. Avery Collins had some long at-bats tonight. Last time, though, he flew out to second. Back in the second inning when he had a pretty long at-bat where he kept fouling off pitches. 2-2 count from Jaheim Brown to Avery Collins. So the pitch misses down away. Ball three. 3-2. Well, Johnson City has won 2-1. Over Burlington. An upset up in North Carolina. That's a big time win for the Doughboys. Payoff pitch. Avery Collins stays alive. Fouls it off and count stays full. Strikeout here at two outs. Take away the sacrifice for Canada. Payoff pitch coming. 3-2, one out. Bottom of the eight, 4-3 lead for Kingsport. Just payoff pitch. Hit up the middle, gonna stay up, get down. Smith's rounding third, and Smith is gonna come score. That's an RBI single for Avery Collins, and this game is tied. Avery Collins. More clutch than a 97 Mustang. Gets the RBI single. That's going to do it for Jaheim Brown, who had thrown a heck of a gem out of the pen. And Avery Collins gets the RBI single to tie this one up in the bottom of the eighth. And still a chance for Aiden Canada to give a lead. So we'll take a break here. Find out the new pitcher for the Axemen. We return here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Avery Collins comes through clutch with the RBI single in the bottom of the eighth inning and ties this one up. Isaac Gonzalez now into pitch in relief of Brown, who was gave up that one mistake. Gave up two hits in four innings, one run, one walk to four strikeouts. So, and now a pinch hitter for the Fly Boys is Collins, a pinch runner. Kean Saylor's going to run for Avery Collins. So Saylor's coming in to run for Collins. Ian Doherty's going to replace Canaday as we get set here. Kean Saylor at first now. Ian Doherty replaces Canaday. Doherty, the big body out of Oklahoma State, does have a home run this season. Anything to the outfield is going to score Kean Saylor with his speed. So it's what a game once again. Tied up at four runs apiece now in the bottom of the eighth inning in this big-time rivalry showdown. Flyboys looking for the sweep of the Axemen. Doherty steps in. Face Isaac Gonzalez. The UNC Asheville pitcher. Pitch for the Bulldogs out of the Big South. Well, it's been an exciting ball game. Coming in relief of fellow Tar Heel, Jaheim Brown. This season, for Gonzalez, he has a save, has gone nine innings. You know, nine hits, seven runs, four walks, six strikeouts. 1-0 record, 7 ERA. Crow is in there for a strike on the bottom of the corner, finds the strike zone on one. The Doherty. Saylor at first replaces Collins. Doherty is replacing Canaday. The designated hitters are in the first baseman spot and plays first. Already listed as a catcher. Here's the 0-1 coming. That one's up the end. The bat fouled off by Doherty, 0-2. Anything to the outfield deep enough is going to score Saylor with his speed from first. But there's just one out, and Jack O'Reilly on deck. 0-2. That's fouled off overhead. And it's Maine's 0-2. Had a long at-bat from Collins, and that's how he was able to finally get on after the long at-bat. In a tied ball game here in the bottom of the eighth inning after Avery Collins' RBI single. Here's the 0-2. That one's fouled off again by Doherty. Again, these have been long at-bats for the Fly Boys, and they've been productive at the end, thanks to the Collins earlier in this frame. Tied at 4, 0-2 count, one away. Saylor at first, coming in for Collins. Here's the pitch. Daugherty gets a piece of that one, going to hang in the air, it's going to keep going, it's going, it is out of here! That's a 2-run bomb! Ian Daugherty! Second of the year, and the Florida boys take a 6-4 lead! Ian Daugherty bangs that one out of here! And the entire dugout comes to celebrate as the Fly Boys have taken a 6-4 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. No doubter by that one off the bat of Ian Daugherty. My goodness. He does it again, and that may be enough. The Fly Boys have a 2-run lead in the bottom of the eighth with one out. A 6-4 lead. That one misses low, 1-0. Ian Daugherty. A bomb to the left field side. And it's 6-4. It's the 1-0 to Jack O'Reilly, fouled off. Another long gap bat, finally on an 0-2 count. Daugherty's able to hit one over the left field fence. His second home run of the season. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Jack O'Reilly. In the dirt. 2-1. It's absolute mayhem here once again between these two teams. Finally's up 6-4 now. 2-1. That one's fouled off up the concourse and 2-2. So long at bats for the Fly Boys. The home run by Daugherty. That one's hitting the air. Can Jack O'Reilly go yard? He will, over the scoreboard, back-to-back bombs. And the dam has burst in Greenville. Back-to-back home runs. Jack O'Reilly and Ian Daugherty go back-to-back, and it's now a 7-4 lead. No doubter there from Jack O'Reilly over the video board. And the Fly Boys are rolling now. Insanity once again in Greenville. And the inning still continues. Here comes Dalton, looks at the first pitch. Ball outside. So back-to-back home runs by Daugherty and O'Reilly have made this a 7-4 lead. Another big inning for the Fly Boys against the Kingsport Axemen. One of the Dalton misses outside, and Gonzalez can't find the strike zone now. Still no bullpen action for the Axemen. So this is all on Isaac Gonzalez's shoulders. That one's outside again, 3-0. Gonzalez now, I don't know if he's afraid to throw strikes or if he's just worried he's going to get sent yard again, because Dalton definitely has the power to do so. Now some action going into Kingsport bullpen. 7-4 lead for the Fly Boys here. 3-0, guides the edge of the strike zone. It's Ian Daugherty and Jack O'Reilly, back-to-back home runs, have given the Fly Boys a 7-4 lead. This one. Here's the pitch. Dalton fouls that one off into the dugout. Now it's 3-2. Here's the 3-2. Dalton hits that one up the middle, and a hit for Shamar Dalton, and the inning continues. Dalton with a single. Inning's going to continue. There's still just one out here, and that's going to be it for Gonzalez. And Gonzalez can't even get out of the inning. Exciting action again, and Gonzalez is going to get pulled. He gives up three straight hits, including back-to-back home runs by Ian Daugherty and Jack O'Reilly. And the Flyboys look to extend their lead. They now lead it 7-4 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. We'll tell you about an exciting one again on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
Morning, Mama. How you feeling?
Great, and I'm ready for you today.
I'm checking in on ya. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings?
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Liam O'Brien, who got the win on opening night of the Flyboys and the walk-off win, is coming out of the bullpen after Isaac Gonzalez gets absolutely slapped. Gives up three hits, including back-to-back home runs, two runs, and now the Flyboys are up 7-4 late in this one. As Liam O'Brien steps in, O'Brien from Pima Community College. This season, O'Brien has a 2-1 record, a 4.09 ERA. He's gone 11 innings, giving up 13 hits, 8 runs, only 5 earned. Has hit 3 batters. He's getting up, has walked 7, and has struck out 15. As again, the wheels have fallen off, the dam has burst in favor of the Flyboys. Flyboys, back-to-back home runs from Ian Daugherty, a 2-run shot. After Avery Collins' RBI single tied it. And Jack O'Reilly hits one over the scoreboard in Tusculum. Hopefully, Happy League Data is able to see how far that one went, because I think that one did go over the scoreboard, over the Pioneer logo on top of the video board. 7-4, Dolan's at first base after a one-out single, and Will Taylor steps in. In a game that has completely turned around in the Flyboys' favor. I'm going to check on Dalton, Will, O'Brien, and Dalton's back in there. Plenty of time. So three runs. Once again, the Axemen down by three runs. Heading to the ninth inning, or in the ninth inning. Last time, though, they gave up 6 runs in the top of the frame. As that one finds the bottom of the strike zone, it's 0-1. Again, this has been a crazy night for sure. And these two teams cannot just play a normal ball game, it seems like, at times. Here's the 0-1. That one's outside. Throw back to Dalton, and Dalton's in there safely at first base. Dalton just slides in there in plenty of time. Now it's 1-1 on to Will Taylor. Taylor chops that one over the third. Throw to second in time. And that's it. Actually, they're going to say it was, play was made. Ball was dropped late. Fall was on the transition. It was on the transition to throw. So Dalton's out. Fielder's choice allows Taylor to reach. So there's two away with one on for Dub Gleed. Dub Gleed looks to step in and extend this lead, 7-4 advantage for the Flyboys. He's the eighth batter coming up this inning. There's a pitch, misses low from O'Brien, 0-1. Another exciting one up in Bristol is Pulaski and Bristol. Pulaski leads, Elizabethan leads Princeton 9-7 in the bottom of the eighth, so. Have exciting action all around the Appy League. Big upset. Johnson City knocks off Burlington 2-1. Nolan's hit. Foul by Gleed. 1-1. Fly Boys would earn their second straight sweep and their fourth straight victory. And I believe this would be the first losing streak of the year for the Axemen. I don't believe the Axemen have ever been swept this season yet. Here's 1-1. That one is outside, and it's 2-1 now. And the back-to-back home runs by Daugherty and O'Reilly. The reason this game's blown open, and the RBI single by Avery Collins. The 2-1. See if Gleed held up, and they'll say he does, and it's now 3-1 as O'Brien's hat comes off. Well, if Daniels can get on, that'll be the ninth batter to come up the bat, and then if he gets on, Bishop, who started the inning with a flyout, will come up the bat. 3-1 pitch coming from O'Brien to Dub Gleed. Here's the pitch. That one's high. That's a walk with two outs, and there are runners at first and second for Brock Daniels. Brock Daniels steps in. Tonight, Daniels is just 1-for-3, but has drawn a walk. Was picked off stealing back in the first when he got his only hit of the night. Drew a walk and then grounded out back in the third. And grounded out back in the seventh. And now, McGahan's going to talk to his pitcher, O'Brien. This is a quick mound visit. That's not going to count. It's Pioneer Park faithful. I've been enjoying this one. A great game between two rivals. It's the Axemen and the Fly Boys. Fly Boys looking to win their fourth straight ball game. Here's the pitch from O'Brien. Daniel swings the first pitch he sees. Misses it 0-1. Comes the 0-1 pitch from O'Brien to Brock Daniels. Daniels skies that one foul, and it's 0-2. But again, it was 0-2 on both O'Reilly and Daugherty, and they both hit bombs to left field. So see what happens here with runners at first and second and Gleed and Taylor. Taylor racing on fielder's choice. Gleed drew a walk. The 0-2 coming with two outs from O'Brien to Brock Daniels. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, but not before the back-to-back home runs for the Fly Boys. They have dropped four runs in the bottom of the eighth and take a 7-4 lead into the ninth inning. Can the Fly Boys hold on and knock off the Axemen for the sweep? Let's find out together. An exciting finish coming up once again between the Axemen and the Fly Boys here. Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wild...
You don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Cameron Liberté, well, Liberté, pardon me, is coming in to play catcher for the Fly Boys, and now coming in to play pitcher is Caswell Smith. And Caswell Smith was shut down last night for the Flyboys. So he closed it out last night, did the College of Charleston Cougar. Last night, Caswell Smith went just one inning, got the save, and struck out the final batter he faced. Went 1-2-3 to end the frame against the Kingsport Axemen last night. And so the Flyboys are going to send them back out to do the same here, holding on to another three-run lead in the ninth inning. 7-4 lead thanks to home runs back-to-back by Ian Daugherty and Jack O'Reilly. It has been just a wild series once again between the Axemen and the Flyboys. Caswell Smith gets set here. As Aaron Casillas, who's been the hot bat against the Flyboys, steps in. Caswell Smith gets set. This one, here's the pitch. It was outside, 1-0. Smith in the game last night. Smith's going to come at these batters quick as he can. This one 2-0, that one misses high, and it's 3-0. Smith a little wild early. Remember, he got the 1-2-3 inning last night, but see what he can do here. Here's the 3-0 pitch from Smith. And that's a leadoff four-pitch walk issued by Caswell Smith to start the ninth inning. And the speedy Casillas is over at first base, so it won't be a 1-2-3 inning. That's a pinch hitter coming in now for the That's Ian Riley now coming in for the Axemen. So Ian Riley going to pinch hit for Fernandez here. Looking to get some offense now by three runs on the Axemen. First pitch in there for a strike. 0-1. Ian Riley coming in to bat for Fernandez here. Steamed down 7-4 after a leadoff walk, though, in the top of the ninth. Drawn by Aaron Casillas. Here's the 0-1 coming from Caswell Smith. Fires. That one misses high, 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch coming from Caswell Smith. Casillas at first base, and they're going to turn and fire, and back in time is Casillas. There's already a pitcher in the bullpen. The Flyboys of Caswell Smith can't get out of this one. He did last night. Got the Axemen off the board in the ninth inning. Can do so again here. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That one runs inside. Riley gets out of the way. It's Cameron Laliberte had to come out and grab that one to make sure it didn't go flying to the outfield. Or to the backstop, pardon me. Two-one count coming on. Nobody out here in the top of the ninth. To Ian Riley from Caswell Smith. It's a pitch. That one's fouled off, and now it's 2-2. Smith was fired up after a strikeout last night in the ball game. Looking to get another one here, and then a ground ball would end the ball game if he can get the strikeout. With the top of the order, and Nate Anderson, the speedy Nate Anderson, on deck. Here's the 2-2 pitch coming from Caswell Smith. Check swing. Did Riley go around? They're going to say he held up. And that's ball three. Riley must have just held up. As Maverick Curtis says, Riley holds up, and the Flyboy fans not happy about that call. So playoff pitch coming from Caswell Smith, looking to avoid issuing his second straight walk with nobody out. Full count coming to Ian Riley. Riley gets set. Casillas at first. William Casillas will try the steal. Now time's going to get called by Ian Riley. Here's the payoff pitch coming. Now from Smith to Ian Riley. Payoff pitch. Comes forward. That one's in the dirt. That's back-to-back walks issued. And there are runners at first and second with nobody out. And the tying runs up in Nate Anderson. There's a bunch of speed on the base pass for the Axemen. So there's a chance here. And that's probably going to do it for Caswell Smith. Jermaine Curtis is going to come out. Looks like there's another arm in the bullpen, and that's probably going to do it for Caswell for these two runners. And Jermaine Curtis is going to talk to this pitcher, Caswell Smith, talk about what the situation needed. Runs at first and second with nobody out. A 7-4 lead, and that's going to do it for Caswell Smith. So we have a new pitcher for the Fly Boys. Exciting one again. Coming in to close this one out between the Axemen and the Fly Boys. We'll have more for you when we return. Fly Boys, Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the Tennessee Lottery Speedway, where the race to win big continues. Competition is fierce as players hit the gas toward reaching the $20,000 top prize of our all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game. And look at that! We have a winner! Could you be next?
Speed to the good times with the all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery. And don't miss the Tennessee Lottery 250 at Nashville Super Speedway on Saturday, June 25th. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Brian Yetter will make an appearance now out of the pen after Caswell Smith walks back-to-back batters. Last time we saw Yetter was up in Pulaski, and he was able to get out of a jam up there. Yetter against Pulaski went two innings, gave up two hits, but struck out two, didn't give up any runs. Right now he got runners at first and second with nobody out, and the top of the order coming up for the Kingsport Axemen, down 7-4. Exciting game. Yetter this season is 0-3, and 12 innings, giving up 19 hits. 13 runs, 4 walks, to 13 strikeouts. As it's been a wild game here. These two teams like at times. As back-to-back walks by Caswell Smith and Nate Anderson up the bat. Anderson today is 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored. He's also drawn a walk, so he has been phenomenal as the Gardner-Webb product. Brian Yetter gets set for this one. Anderson up first, off the bat, runs at first and second. First pitch from Yetter in there for a strike, 0-1. Yetter gets a strikeout and then can get a ground ball and get a double play. That would end the ball game. Right now, just need to go one batter at a time. You're the Fly Boys. You have a three-run cushion. 0-1. In the dirt, blocked by Laliberte, and it's 1-1. Block is on deck for the Axemen. If they can get to him, Peterson is in the hole. Yetter gets set, gets a sign from Oliberte. Here's 1-1. That one's fouled off, and now it's 1-2. Yetter from Marist College up in New York, the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. Going to strike out Nate Anderson of Gardner-Webb from the Big South Conference. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Yetter gets a sign from Oliverte. And gets set. So in a second, he fires. That one's hit off the edge of the bat. Bishop makes the snag! Are you kidding me? What the hops by David Bishop! He used all of his frame, makes the jumping catch, and that saves a run. David Bishop, my goodness, he got hops. Oh, my. That robbed a hit from Anderson and possibly saved the run. Now there's one away here in the top of the ninth. What a play by David Bishop. So here comes Block up to first and second. Yet now a ground ball could end the ball game. Here's the pitch. That one misses, almost gets Block. He gets out of the way. It's 1-0. Block 1-for-4 tonight with an RBI. That scored Anderson. That was what gave the Axemen their 4-3 lead at one point. Now down 7-4. It's the 1-0. That one misses just low, and it's 2-0. Here's a 2-0 pitch coming. It's a Block from Yetter. Runners at first and second, one away after the great play by David Bishop. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Outside, now 3-0, and Yetter in danger of walking the bases loaded, and a bases-clearing hit by Peterson on deck would side this ball game. It's been a wild one once again. The 3-0 pitch from Yetter. That one's in there for a strike, 3-1. I'll see if Block tries to get the bat off his shoulder. You think to the outfield is going to score at least one run. Well, you have a three-run cushion if you're the Flyboys. Here's the 3-1 pitch coming from Yetter. Fires. That one's sky high, and now the count runs full. So Yetter's battled back. They get a full count here with one away in the top of the ninth inning. Look out on Nick Block. Payoff pitch coming, one out. Runs at first and second. 7-4 lead for the Flyboys. Well, it's been a wild one. Yetter gets set. Gets the call. Fires. Swinging on this, strike three! And the Axemen are down to their final out. Brian Yetter, the slider. Gets that one, and now, down to their... It'll be Sam Peterson stepping in. With two outs. Runners at first and second. Yetter needs just one out. To give the Flyboys their fourth straight win of the season, a sweep of the Axemen. The pitch, that one's high, 1-0. If Peterson can reach, you have the big body Jake Perry up the bat, and the bases would be loaded unless, of course, Peterson can bring some runs in. Chance for Perry to tie it up or possibly take a lead with one swing of the bat. But Yetter's not thinking about that. He wants to go ahead and end this game here. Here's the 1-0. Outside, and it's 2-0. That one slipped out of Yetter's hands. You can see him react to it. So it's 2-0 count now on the Brian Yetter. From Brian Yetter. On to Sam Peterson. Rally at first. Casillas at second after back-to-back walks issued by Caswell Smith started the inning. Here's the 2-0 pitch coming from Brian Yetter. Goes forward, swing and a miss. It's fouled, actually. Thought that one was dropped by Oliverte, and it's a 2-1 now. Chance for Yetter to get out of this one. Pick up the win after four runs scored in the eighth. Avery Collins RBI single, and then back-to-back homers by Ian Daugherty, a two-run blast, and then a solo shot by Jack O'Reilly. Giving the Flyboys a 7-4 lead. Crazy night at Pioneer Park. 2-1, two away. Yetter gets the sign from Oliverte. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That one breaks in there and deuces are wild. And the Axemen are down to their final strike of the ball game here. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Crowd on their feet here at Pioneer Park. 2-2 pitch coming. Yetter gets set. Gets a sign from Oliverte. Comes forward. That one's fouled off. Peterson just stays alive. Fouled off the end of his bat. Two-two pitch coming from Brian Yetter. Sam Peterson. Three-run ball game here in the top of the ninth inning. Runners at first and second. Two outs. The 2-2 pitch. In the dirt! Bounces away from Oliverte, and it throws all the way up to the top of the netting. And runner's going to try to come home. Oliverte can't find the ball. The runner's going to strike out. The ball rolled all the way up the top of the netting. I don't know how that ball's still in play with it hitting the top of the netting, but it was still in play, and Coach Jermaine Curtis is arguing that. They're going to talk about it, are the umpires. If nothing else, it should be bases loaded. As we'll see, probably should be bases loaded. That was a drop strikeout by Oliverte. It rolled all the way up the top of the netting and just hung there. And they're going to move. They're going to talk to the umpire, manager Mike Ginn. So right now it's 7-5 with runners at the corners and two away on the drop strikeout by Oliverte. But I think if it rolls all the way to the top, then it's out of play. And no one should advance is what the saying argument is from Coach Jermaine Curtis. And if that's the case, then it's just a drop strikeout. Bases are loaded for Jake Perry. And it's still a 7-4 ball game. Mike Ginn's going to argue for it. So we're trying to see, figure this out here, what the call is. The drop strike bounced high off the plate, off the netting, and just kind of hung up there. La Liberte couldn't find it, and running around the score was Casillas. Trying to see if that's actually in play or if that's it. Should not be an out, I don't think, because it was a drop strikeout. So the game should still continue no matter what. Probably should just be bases loaded with two away for Perry, as Mike Ginn arguing his case for why that should be a run score. Jermaine Curtis arguing why. And they're going to look and see. Run is not going to count, I believe. I'm not sure what the signal is. So I think they're going, run's not going to count, but the base runner is going to get the go on the first. So that is a first base. So the bases are loaded for Jake Perry with two outs, and the bases are loaded, 7-4 ball game. Now that we're clear to go, we're ready to roll here. But Jake Perry, one swing of the bat, can take a lead or can tie it up with a bases clearing double. Perry has the power to do so. Bases loaded, two out, 7-4 lead after the drop strikeout. Keeps the game alive for the Axemen. 7-4 ball game. Here's a pitch from Yetter that misses low, 1-0. No one just misses. This has been, another wild ball game here at Pioneer Park. Bases are loaded for Perry. The 1-0. That one's hit foul, 1-1. The Fly Boys got the strikeout, but the ball bounced off the plate, off the back of the netting, and luckily it bounced all the way to the top of the stadium, or else that would have been a run score, and it would be a 7-5 ball game. 7-4. 1-1, two outs. Peterson reaches on the drop strikeout. 1-1. That one misses inside, 2-1. Luckily, you get a walk here if you get her. You're still up by two runs. You have that cushion, but again, you want to go ahead and end this right here and get out of the ballgame. 2-1 pitch. That one's hit up the middle. Taylor can't get there. One run's going to score. It's stopped by Taylor. Another one's going to come around to third, and that's two runs. It's now a 7-6 ballgame. A 2-RBI single by Perry, and all of a sudden, things are getting interesting once again here. And the tying run stands 90 feet away. Corbin Shaw, who has been absolutely dangerous this season, has a chance against the Flyboys, has a chance to tie it up, and Mays White's going to come in the pinch run for Perry, who comes up clutch. So Mays White comes up to bat. And Jake Perry comes up big with an arm out to 7-6 ball game. That was clutch. Hit it right in front of Will Taylor, who couldn't get there in time. Now runs at the corners with two away for Corbin Shaw, who has been big for the Axemen all season long against the Flyboys. He had four singles last night. Earlier today, had a couple of hits and runs to score. It's 2-for-4 with a run scored, 2 RBI. Needs just one. One hit to the outfield is going to score the tying run. I'm going to check on White at first, and White's back in there safely. 7-6 lead for the Flyboys here after two runs have been scored off the bat of Jake Perry. The Yetter looking to get out of this one and preserve the win. Here's the pitch. In there for strike 1-0-1. That one freezes Shaw. It's now 0-1. Shaw's got the power to launch one for sure. That's a big pitch for sure from Brian Yetter. 0-1, two outs. Runners at first and third after Perry's 2 RBI single. For the first, check on White, and he's back in there safely. If Shaw reaches, behind him is Shea McGahan. Pardon me, that looks like a pinch hitter, actually. We'll get the number on that. Here's the 0-1 from Yetter. That one is high, 1-1. That's Kyle Booker on deck, who had a good night last night. He would pinch hit for Shea McGahan. 1-1, two outs. Here in the top of the ninth, 7-6 lead for the Flyboys. Here's a 1-1 pitch. That one misses and just misses. I don't know how that one just missed because it just did. 2-1. A small strike zone for sure from Metcalf. Had the strikeout that Yetter, but was dropped by Oliberte, and that's why Peterson's over at third base, and this game's continuing. 2-1. Shaw swing and a miss. 2-2. Now deuces are wild for Yetter and Shaw as the Flyboy fans standing on their feet once again. Trying to will Yetter to strike three and get the Flyboys the 7-6 win. Yetter's set. Shaw steps in. 2-2 pitch. Two outs. Holding on to a lead in the top of the ninth. 2-2. Hit, poke, and bat. It goes to no man's land, and that scores the tying run. Running around is White. He's at third, and a broken bat single for Corbin Shaw as Brock Daniels was out of position, ties the ball game up at 7 runs apiece. Corbin Shaw comes up big once again for the Axemen. We are tied, and Yetter just cannot get out of this inning. We are tied up at 7 runs apiece now. As again, Yetter had the strikeout that would have won it, but Oliberte couldn't find it off the home plate, and the game's now tied. This game should be over. As Kyle Booker's going to step in now. We have a chance to give the Axemen the lead. Here in the top of the ninth. So we're going to play a bottom of the ninth frame for sure. And maybe extras if the Flyboys can't score or if the Axemen can't score here. So here's Kyle Booker stepping in. Tied ball game at 7 runs apiece. First pitch outside, 1-0. Again, game should be over. Oliberte dropped the ball or couldn't find it. Didn't really drop it. Just bounced off a home plate, and the inning allowed to continue. It's Swing and a miss. And it's 1-1. Here's a 1-1. That one's low, and Shaw's going to walk the second with a stolen base. They're not even worried about the base runners right now. Worried about getting the outs. So 2-1, now the count. Tied ball game here. Shaw's on second. White's the runner at third. Shaw's broken bat single has tied this one up at 7 runs apiece. Here's a 2-1 pitch. That one misses low, and it's now 3-1. Yetter